Blog Talk Radio.
You know, my homie Stretch from Naughty by Nature once said, if you ain't from the ghetto, don't come to the ghetto. But I'ma let one of our most immaculate tall guys take us all through the ghetto. Rick James.
When I was a young boy, growing up in the ghetto, hanging out on corners, singing with the fellas, looking for the cute chicks, trying to find me big fun, looking for some trouble, for anyone who give me some. I was young and crazy
in the ghetto,
didn't know what my life would be
in the ghetto.
I was dumb and oh so lazy. Something had a spell on me
in the ghetto.
You wanna know what I'm talking about?
I'm talking about ghetto life. Talking about ghetto life.
You wanna know what I'm singing about?
I'm talking about ghetto life.
Ghetto life.
Talking about ghetto life. In the ghetto.
Should we be taking them chances while we search for the answers? We be smoking them cancer sticks. Police provoking. We dancing and we be dodging them bullets, they be popping off at it. But yet we always romance the street and fall in love with the hood till somebody can say, always up to no good. So all of my fam could eat in the hood, we hungry. Ain't we playing for keys. My soldiers on the block, get on it. It be good if you flaunt it, we will take if we want it. See, from the ghetto got a different state of mind, with a different kind of hustle, and we iller with the grind, and develop our muscle till we sicker with the shine and the struggle. Thus the money come quicker doing crime. I see the way we rep the hood, gotta love me. You can take me out the ghetto, but you can't take it from me, gotta love it. That's where we get into that street. Hustle hard, try to get money quick.
In the ghetto.
It's where I got my name from. I learned to get money and I got all my game
in
from.
The ghetto.
It's where you eat with a bunch of the wolves and get to hustling as hard as you could.
In the ghetto.
Until your cake stacking to get good. Throw a block party for the whole hood.
In the ghetto.
With them burnout cellies, talk crazy, sell drugs in front of poncho deli. Crack head chicks still smoke with babies in their belly. In the prison elevators till the lobby all smelly.
In the ghetto.
It's where I keep my ratchets, get my instincts and survival tactics. Ain't nothing like the hood. I don't care. You survive it in the ghetto. You can make it anywhere. Gotta love it. Even though they act rude, you'll always find a good chick to hold up for they do. Behind up, me and my clique on the move. We honor the code of the street and live by the rules.
In the ghetto.
It's where all of the hoods at. Find the most crooks and they sell the most that. Where you find beautiful women and rugrats and some of the most powerful people. I love that. Come on.
Yes.
Thought I was. I'm Rick James.
Rick James, bitch. We back. And it's good to be back. Welcome to the Helios Biblios Hour, the book of the sun. The sun shining all day long. 360 degrees, y'all. We going to have a wonderful time today. Been back. Got back from the B-Lo, the great state of New York. One of the crazy states as well, but the great state of New York. And let me just say, we had a good time. It's not many times you can see some of the best acts in 1 week. And I had the pleasure of starting off the Rick James Festival held in Buffalo and in Syracuse Fair, one of the best fairs I've been to in a long time. I love you, Dade County, but that one was big. Nonetheless, got to see Kid Funkadelic Michael Hampton live up close jamming to all the big timers. Then Sun Ra, the band that took it to a new level back in the jazz era with Sun Ra. Even though Sun Ra's not here, the band still goes on with an 80-year-old band member who carried it on. And then we ended it in Syracuse with the Mary Jane Girls and the Stone City Band. Oh, man, unbelievable what's going on. Guess what? Everybody party ain't hardly had a mask on, though. See, that's how the party works. See, this undercover ground party going on in America. Today's program, we going on the stage just bad boy like only Dry Bones can. I'm your host, Dry Bones. Today's program is 20 years later, the 9/11 / four stages to control. Now, you know this is the talk where facts matters. And one of the few shows that adds all the occult elements to your history perspective. That's only where you can, being that history is written by secret orders. Unfortunately, many of us do not understand that. That's why this program is here. And let me just give a shout out to my lovely, lovely son-in-law and all that. We had a great time. Oh, man, just you got to act like life is real and don't make it played in a reality TV show. That's what I'm telling you straight up. But nonetheless, we're going to kick this program off in celebration of my great band, the Stone City Band, the Rick James, and we're going to fire this bad boy up because today's program is based off what you always knew but didn't want to say it out loud. You know, if you say something out loud, see, I was the type that when 9/11 came out, I was pretty much amazed. I'm like, whoa, man, that's crazy. Plane just went straight into the building. And I think y'all take y'all back right quick. Oh, y'all was back there. It was just almost like you was watching a 3D movie and you was in it. It's like you've seen this before. You didn't realize, like, wow, did I see this? I mean, did the Simpsons have a TV show on this? Did South Park do this 5 years beforehand? Did the Terminator tell me about 9/11? Today's program is Back to the Future, the 9/11 program. Reprogram. And we're going to start this show hot. Only like we can. In the ghetto. We're going to put it out there. Much love to everybody out there who's been listening. We are back. And we're going to put it down right now. We're going to fire it up. Mary Jane girl style. Now, let's get to the reality of this. Just when this happened, many people were saying inside job. Many of the reports, just go back and listen to the news, they were saying, I'm hearing explosions. Firefighters, I'm hearing bombs. I think bombs are in the building. It went from the plane to these bombs, and some news artists at the day had to recant their stories. Well, I thought it was bombs. And then a building falls down with no bomb touching it. Not no. And we find out all the gold was there and it was now gone. Now, I'm not, see, this is why people get, you know, weird. We're not saying that these events don't kill people. We never said that. Just like COVID. We didn't say COVID wouldn't kill. But it's a killing process that you will see in the program. It's called the four stages of control. And you will get it firsthand on the Helios Biblios Hour. Not from my mouth, but from the people who actually put it together. That's what makes this so beautiful. Now, there's been so much said. Now, this is a 20-year. Wait till you see the longevity of a plan. It's 20 years. Now, we're on a 20-year anniversary. We started out with Bush. Bush, who, for whatever reason, should be very susceptible to any scrutiny based on the history of the Bush family. Let's just be honest. I didn't make this up. Their own memoirs made this for them. I mean, dealing with the Nazis, Prescott Bush, financing the Nazis. I mean, this is well documented. So if we don't even see that perspective, but then he shows up on the anniversary of the 20th anniversary of the war that he was the beginning of. And today, the ritual is complete. By the end of this program, you will find yourself asking yourself, wow, if we only knew. So this is the day that you have a chance to say to yourself, can we change this? And you most certainly can. Everything is susceptible to change. The inertia of energy put into the change is going to determine the outcome. Now, I'm not even a math teacher, but I do know something about equations. And I know 4 + 4 = 9. Let's start this program. Let's go back to the future. Let's go back to the future. This is it. I'm going to zip you right back to the future. How this was foretold. Just like they say there's a book out called The White House Calendar for 9/11. This book, I didn't write it. Go look it up. Was known in advance, it says, a secret calendar. Remember how we always say calendar? I told you it's a satanic calendar. It's different calendar. Remember you had the Ptah secret calendar? There's different ones all over the earth. But you better find out which one is controlling both as above and so below. Let's see if you can find out which one is doing it. But we go back in time, like the movie, and let's go back into the CNN days when CNN was ran by Ted Turner. And Ted Turner was the king of the crop in television, cable. And it's in Atlanta, Georgia, the good old Georgia. And, you know, a lot of love for Georgia. Can't say I ain't had good times in Georgia. But let's just say I do listen to people when the past, back to the future, is catching up to you in the 20-year, four stages of control. Let's go back to CNN. Ted Turner, talk to me.
And now we're being bombarded with messages that Osama bin Laden is planning to attack the United States of America and Israel. And I'm telling you, be prepared for a major attack. But it won't be Osama bin Laden. It will be those behind the New World Order who once again want to take the guns and the freedom away from the American people, because we're the only ones left in the world who can oppose the destruction of freedom in the world and the implementation of a one-world totalitarian socialist government, and that is the goal. Now, how stupid can you be to believe that Timothy McVeigh was the mastermind of the destruction of the Alfred P. Mura Federal Building in Oklahoma City, and just he and Terry Nichols, who appears to be somewhat of a fool, plotted, planned, obtained all the different materials, put together a bomb of such force that it brought down what we call in the military a hard target, a target held up by steel, reinforced, concrete columns, and he had no help. They're doing the same thing today with Osama bin Laden, and that's where I've been getting at. Can you believe what you have been seeing on CNN today, ladies and gentlemen? Can you believe it? Supposedly, a CNN reporter found Osama bin Laden, took a television camera crew with him, went into Osama bin Laden's hideout, interviewed him and his top leadership, his top lieutenants and colonels and generals in their hideout. This is a CNN reporter with a camera crew. And he came out and told everybody, within 3 weeks, Osama bin Laden is going to attack the United States and Israel. Now, don't you think that's kind of strange, folks? You see, because the largest intelligence apparatus in the world, with the biggest budget in the history of the world, has been looking for Osama bin Laden for years and years and years and can't find him. The FBI also, under the leadership of Louis Free, has been looking for Osama bin Laden for years and years and years and years and years and many years and can't find him. Some doofus jerk-off reporter with a camera crew waltzes right into his hideout and interviews him. And you know what his budget is? Zip. Zilch, nothing. Now, that tells us two things. Either everyone in the intelligence community and all of the intelligence agencies of the United States government are blithering idiots and incompetent fools, including the entire apparatus of the FBI and all of their personnel, or they're lying to us. They're not looking for him at all. And the second is the truth. You see, the CIA created Osama bin Laden. They recruited him. They trained him. They found his leadership. They brought them all together. They showed him them how to fight the Soviet Union in Afghanistan, and when that was over, they still continued to fund him and train him, and they're now using him to help bring about world government by making him the big boogeyman because they can't use Saddam Hussein anymore. Did you ever hear of Osama bin Laden before you heard of Saddam Hussein? When did you start hearing of Osama bin Laden? It was after Saddam Hussein and Iraq were supposedly neutralized in the Gulf War because they needed a new boogeyman. But they're not looking for Osama bin Laden because I'm telling you right now, if I were the head of the Central Intelligence Agency, within 2 weeks I would have him dead or in custody without fail, without fail. If I had those assets and that money, he would... Yeah.
That is over 20 years ago. CNN ran this gentleman named William Cooper on CNN, and that's when total hell happened to William Cooper when he revealed such things. Let's get busy on this program. I got some hands up. Let's talk a minute. Let's get real on this. How can 20 years, that same scenario happen? He said, even the military is bumbling fools. Aren't they being portrayed as bumbling fools on how they gave all these weapons over to these people? It looks like the same playbook, the same scenario. Oh, bumbling. How did Biden, 20 years, nothing has changed. They even went now to the newest boogeyman, the Taliban, who got all these weapons. And then we're going to get to the real 9/11 event. That's just the first stage. And we're going to play this one. I hope y'all can stick with us. You know the Bills Mafia will be out in full force. Wall NFL out there, don't you worry. It's going to be kickoff time. Let's get this program started. Let's fire it up. Let me get some of you on the call. I got Miami. I got some Georgia. Let's get it on.
Hey, my brother.
Go ahead.
Hey, my brother, good morning. Great dawning, my brother. Great dawning. Oh, man. It's good to have you back, bro. It's good to have you back. Man, look at here. Whoever wrote that show 24, they wrote the script for what's really, really happening right now because due to the sequence of events that I've heard and I've seen from outside the mainstream culprits, the J-Boys, and I thought about the deja vu that we've always talked about on this show when you brought up something and mentioned about Sharif. It happened in the state of Florida where, you know, the sheriff or the Sharif or whatever, one of the sheriffs mentioned about Sharia law. So now, as I look back and we got to these facial coverings and so forth and the mandates and now this so-called great – is that me or some ringing? But
no, keep going. That's me.
Yeah, so you know, I thought about it and I was like, man, this shit is a reset of a Sharia law, you know, and then to actually pull out of Afghanistan and then you leave 98 billion, well, 90 plus, probably more, of weaponry in there, and you just pulled out and you left everybody behind, and now you say you're going to recognize these people that, you know, it's just like, hell, we're going to recognize you. We're going to establish your government and create this new boogeyman. And what we've seen with the pullout is also, too, if we look at it, is basically you have two factions within in this foundation of the wings. You have super military complex, and then you have those who are trying to take it in another direction. They're trying to just do away with the military. However, what we saw was a defiance of military leadership because the generals are saying, hey, what worse way or what better way to bring down this country that we love in just by pulling out and leaving Americans behind and so forth. And so
right.
now you're going to recognize
now,
these people and actually set them up?
Yeah, now that's a good question. Let's go with that because we heard William Cooper. William Cooper came on CNN back in the day of Ted Turner and mentioned that this was a problem. And, of course, they shut him up, but he put a book out called Behold a Pale Horse. To me, it's the same scenario. Look how bumbling that was, they claim. Can't find Osama bin Laden, but CNN, a CNN news crew can find Osama bin Laden just by bumping into him. So, you know, it seems to be news media connected to the politics today that is where the real war is over the social media, the media thinking of how everything's perceived.
One thing we could say, this is definitely a reset because, you know, it's no way this is really happening. And I'll tell everybody, man, look here, it's on and popping because we talked about this. Shows and shows ago about eventually it's going to come down to mask mandates, vaccine passports, facial recognition, which is really happening on the other side of the plane, you know, Australia and places like that.
I'm glad you brought up the other side of the plane because, again, while all this 9/11 is going on here, massive totalitarian lockdowns are going on in Australia and in France. Now, I'm going to go there right quick. I got a 3364. You coming in next. But here's part of this book that I got a part of. And I said to myself, okay, let's look what it says. It actually says that on the 9/11, the U.S. government began fundamentally an alarming transition toward dictatorship. This is what this – now – the problem would be, what did they mean? It meant the Patriot Act. Many of you never even read it. The Patriot Act is actually doing what it's doing right now. It's a 20-year process, and that they actually doing with the Patriot Act. So they was able to do it. And again, they said domestic terrorism was also provided during the Patriot Act, which was written by an Asian individual. We put this on the show years ago, showed you the face of the person. Go back to the archives. And for us not to see this takeover is really amazing to me. Let me go to this. Let me just say this. With that, this is for all you, my black loving individuals. You're going to be able to explain this. You can't just sit back and don't talk about it. It says that the transition started toward a dictatorship. On the calendar, proof is that the event was known in advance. Look like the calendar. You'll see for yourself. Somebody tried to warn us at 9/11 through a mysterious White House calendar, mysterious Masonic calendar. This is coming out of this book. A Masonic calendar, since the time of the city of Washington, D.C., was designed by the grand architect Pierre Elefant and Benjamin Bay. Somebody talk to me on how this crafty book with Benjamin Banneker Bay as the grand master layout of this. Let's talk. We on Blackface Radio.
Hey, my man. You hear me, man? You hear me, bro?
I got to jump
man,
in.
Welcome, black man. Hey, bro, it's so fun to be alive to see this bullshit, how people falling for all this bullshit, man, when they giving up their rights, man. These motherfuckers are fired in your face and tell you you stinking, and then they want you to give up your rights, man. I'm going to mute myself, man, because I'm kind of moving around, but it's fun to be alive to see how stupid motherfuckers is, man. And I'm just watching this shit play out, like you say, man. It's beautiful, man. You know the motherfucker got the mass illusion, man. I did some magician time at work, and these stupid people can't see the illusion for the conclusion, and they ignorant, man. That's why I'm being quiet. I'm gonna be quiet and listen to what everybody's saying.
Yeah, but bring yourself back in, cause see, I got it as the four stages, four stage plan. That means four illustrious plans, which was in our face, was told to us. This is not concealed. People have warned us for years, and we sat back and wanted to wonder why we ain't listening. And then I can go into the biblical aspect. Are you going to church today? You better ask yourself some questions today when you go there. what the hell am I going there for? Just, you know. And second one is, if God hates the sinners and he proclaimed sins upon the house of Israel, Yisrael, whatever you want to call it today, and said, I will give you over to reprobates, reptilian baits minds for the last day. Now, I'm going to go there and leave that one alone until we get to this, because, see, a ritual was performed. The ritual was performed. The ritual was performed. You did not listen to the ritual. See, I heard it 3, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 times now. Come to the conclusion they needed energy, and they got it. Oh, did they get it. See, the day all this took place, the ritual was in a classroom. A ritual with black students, a black teacher reading a book upside down called The Goat. Prepare yourself for the 9/11 ritual.
Get ready to read all these words on this page without making a mistake. Look at the letter at the end and remember the sound it makes. Get ready. Hi. Yes, type. Get ready to read this word the fast way. Get ready.
Kid.
Yes. Sound it out. Get ready.
Kid.
Sound it out. Get ready.
Kid.
What word?
Kid.
Yes. Kid. Boys and girls, sound this word out. Get ready.
Steel.
What word?
Steel.
Yes. Steel. Read these words the fast way. Get ready.
Play.
Yes. Playing. Get ready.
Must.
Yes. Must. Let's read these words the fast way without making a mistake. Get ready.
Tie.
Yes. Kite. Get ready.
Kick.
Yes. Kick. Get ready.
Steal.
Yes. Steal. Get ready.
Play.
Yes. Playing. Get ready.
Must.
Yes. Must. Go ahead and go pick your reader up from under your seat. Open your book up to lesson 60 on page 153. Count of three, everyone should be on page 153. If the yellow paper is going to bother you, drop it. Thank you. Everybody touch the title of your story. Fingers under the title. Get ready to read the title, The Fast Way. We're waiting for one member. Thank you. Fingers under the title of the story. Get ready.
The pet
rope. Yes, the pet rope. Fingers under the first word of the story. Get ready to read the story the fast way. Get ready.
The little rat of pet rope.
Go on.
She likes to go running with her pet rope.
Go on.
She plays with her pet
rope. Try it again. Get ready from the beginning of that sentence. Get ready.
She plays with her rope in her house.
Go on.
She played with her goat in her yard.
Good job, go on.
But the goat did something that made the girl sad.
Let's clean that up. Get ready. Start up with butt. Get ready.
But the goat did something that made the girl sad. Mad.
Go on.
The goat hates things.
Go on.
He hates hands and he
try that again. Get ready. Good job. Go on. Go on. Try that again. Get ready. Good job. Go on.
One day
what's behind the word said?
Comma.
And what does that comma mean?
Comma.
Let's read that sentence again. Get ready.
One day her death is dead.
Go on.
He
try that again. Go on.
He
what is that word?
He
sound it out.
He
what word?
He
stop in the beginning of that sentence. Go on.
He
go on. What's behind the word said?
comma.
And what does that comma mean? Let's read that sentence again.
This went on for 2 more minutes, and if you did not hear her beat against the wall in a congruent symbol of sound with these children, same words, kite, plane, right, go, I mean, you just don't know. Once you put this all together, oh, you're going to find out. That was the ritual, and he's reading the book upside down. Welcome to the Helios Bibles Hour, the Book of the Sun. We are here. I'm your host, Dry Bones. We're about to get some more of you in the lines. Oh, we got a program for you today. It's like I say, this is not by far a coincidence. 9927, welcome to the Helios.
Oh, hi, everyone. I was just saying that, you know, can I get that video? I want to see that.
That's some deep stuff.
Shoot me that.
Oh, you have to see
that. Whatever. Yo,
oh, my
this
goodness.
Is serious, man. They've been doing rituals. We know this. We know this. We all on this panel know this. But people, you got to understand, these rituals has been going on for decades. Everything that they do, they have to do, consecrate a ritual. Just like over in Afghanistan, they have to consecrate a ritual, a blood ritual. So they sacrifice, well, how many, 13 people to complete the ritual? So that they can consecrate the land. Once you spill blood on the land, that's like taking it over. So they went in with their army that they named the Taliban, which some people don't believe is their army and their military. So under the act of the United Nations, they're all involved. They all consecrated the ground. They all in there with the resources. They all took over that land because so that they can continue to build their smart cities, to build their floating elevator to the moon, to build their floating city in the sky, to build their cities underground. I mean, this is what they're doing. They're prepping themselves for their new world. Okay, you're not a part of it because they want to get rid of all your assets. While you believe that they're saving you, they're actually killing you. They're going to kill your children. They don't give a fuck. They're going to shoot that jab in your children. You're going to go and do it, and your children going to have all kinds of problems. They might be allergic to some of the shit in the medicine. They're going to die from it. You can't sue. Anytime you can't sue, you need to ask questions. Stop letting motherfuckers dictate to you, and you're not asking questions. You're not researching. The problem is that a lot of our people don't research. A lot of white people don't research. A lot of other nationalities don't research. Okay? Mm-hmm. So basically, they're basically dictated, and they're going to follow the instructions. They're going to comply because they're not mentally capable of seeing what's going on. They're
I agree with you 100%, even with your own gene pool that you create,
yes,
is a possibility of them not
they
believing you too.
So
right,
afraid
so it's
of
a very complex,
and I understand that. And they are afraid of losing their job. They don't want to stand up. I understand the bills. I understand the banks you owe for mortgage and this and that. But that shit is going to kill you, or you're taking care of someone's parents, such as my daughter, you know, taking care of my mother because of my problems that I'm dealing with. So my daughters do help out with my mother because she can't
right.
walk, and I have my issues yeah. with my hip that I'm going through. I can't pick her up
yeah.
out the bed. I can't do all of that stuff because of my demise I have to deal with. But
that's happening now. That what you're saying is happening with a lot of people throughout the whole pandemic of all this. People going through different things with different parts of their own
right.
small
and
part.
Is like,
right now this is added
I'm not
on.
Gonna stay on too long so other people can talk. But understand, y'all, you have to make a stand somewhere. You can't keep using these excuses that you got to pay your mortgage, this and that and that. If we don't stand up. Okay, if we don't stand up and start casting these motherfucking spells back on these people, on these aliens or whatever the fuck they are, this is going to keep going on until they get what they want. And
well,
they're getting what they want.
since I got you. No, stay with me since I got you, because y'all just had a big debate there. You know, I was just there. A black mayor is at stake in Buffalo.
Oh, that was theatrical. That's all theatrical. They all party the agenda. The agenda here is Buffalo.
So what, who do you see? Who do you think is going to be the face of this? Because my point is, we all know this.
They
is going
all
through.
Work for the same people. George Soros. They get their money from there. Mm-hmm. They're getting their money from all of these the people that the developers. They're trying to wipe out all the neighborhoods. Shit, they done brought the Afghanistans in. They sleeping in tents and shit.
Let's go there. Because it shows based off 9/11.
They're paying these people to come here to take over Buffalo. And they
not just Buffalo. Not just Buffalo. Everywhere. I'm experiencing it everywhere. I'm getting a thrill. Remember, I said we 10 regions. I'm in region 4. You up in region two. My thing with that is, well, for what we're seeing, the states are at war under federal mandates. They're warring with the mandate, just like Caesar, everybody. It's in your Bibles, y'all go to church. But
I'm seeing a civil war coming soon, between the vaccinated and unvaccinated, because it's coming.
Because they create two states.
I've never seen such ignorance. Mm-hmm. I've never seen them. I've never seen people, you should get fired. Aha! Y'all should get COVID and die. Motherfucker, I already had it. I had it twice. Matter of fact, I might have had it 3 or 4 times. But this is the thing. I'm still alive, and these motherfuckers is not pushing the people that's already had it and still here talking and living and things like that. They're not trying to look and see what's saving their lives. Because we know it's a fucking flu.
Okay, let's go there. We're not looking.
Okay.
We don't forgot the Dr. Sebi shit. See, that's what killed me about our people.
Yep.
See, all this, Dr. Sebi, we got to be natural. So would Dr. Sebi take the shot?
That shit went right out the door.
You know, I'm asking y'all because, see, this is the stuff that we hear throughout the time of us going through the stage. Dr. Sebi, there's a whole bunch of people, Dick Gregory. I mean, people have died and said about their view on this, and it's a paid, and I'm going to say this, y'all, you can pay any color on the planet Earth. See, that's what y'all better realize. This thing has grouped everybody through this thing called mRNA, and it got different effects on everybody. This has become a one-cure medicine pill that's been given to us, hook, line, and sinker. And anybody, like she just said, she said she fought it. Many of you probably been fighting. But do y'all realize the statistics show that the same death kill is the same practically as if it was the same flu season? And this coming out of their own news sources, and that's starting to somehow fight back those who getting fired. Just news people getting fired now who said they ain't going to do it, women in particular. I'm glad you're going in with this program because, see, we've been telling you, you have to alter the DNA. Ain't that what we've been saying all this time since the genes of ISIS?
Transhuman 2.0.
The genes of ISIS.
2.0. All of us on this panel have been telling people that. Listen. You know, all the brothers telling you, hey, sisters telling you, hey, tune into your energy. Tune into yourself. You are the God. You need to really, it doesn't mean God. It means yourself. It's about you, and they want you because you are that energy, that battery, that everything that is there, they want. Now, in order for them to harness it permanently, they want you to they want to remove certain genes so that they can control you. And I tell people, look up the RNA project or whatever they're doing by CRISPR, look it up, and they're saying anybody can fucking change genes in a fucking garage. And it has been done. So y'all understand that this shot is not for no goddamn COVID or flu shot. And it's still, and listen,
okay,
it's
now,
still
let's go
emergency.
Let's go.
It's not approved by the FDA.
Hold on.
The only thing that's approved by the FDA
hold
is that commercial
right. Hold on.
I-N-A-T-Y. That's the only thing.
Hold on.
Not going to
hold on. Hold on. Sister. Sister, hold on. Time out. I know you hyped up. Calm down. You're on the radio show. You got to understand.
Oh, sorry about that. Sorry about that. Let me
calm down. The thing is, you're right. Absolutely. People have to take a look at this because it starts with your local doctors, everybody. All you getting health care today, I don't know what you're getting, but if you go into any health care provider, the Hippocratic Oath, which goes back to all the ancient stuff y'all talk about, y'all don't mind being taken from you. So this is why we're thinking that this is a serious stage for a curse on the people, because it's impossible to be this blinded, but then is it? If you've been brainwashed, everybody, so good. Now, let me say this. I got to go with the program. I may have some special guests on here. I'm looking forward to that number around 11 o'clock hour, and we're going to switch some gears into what's going on with everybody in these areas of these concerts, baseball, football games. Many of you, if it wasn't for the media, y'all wouldn't even be scared. If it wasn't for the media, many of you wouldn't be that scared. The media has made you scared, and you go along with a hook, line, and sinker without saying, well, what am I scared of if I just beat it two times? And then everybody who wants to die, especially in the hood, they love linking COVID to it. Forget that they had all these other elements they want to link COVID to. So, okay, now if you go along with that, you be like, well, damn, you know this dude ain't just have COVID and he just dies. You know, they don't want to tell you that because it's like a prestigious thing now to have COVID, to feel good about it. I had COVID.
They didn't tell you how much all his life he was frying chicken in that hot grease and eating all those bad fries and all that. They didn't tell you that.
Or he had gum disease. Y'all don't realize.
Yeah, they don't tell you that.
Gum disease kills people because the gums goes straight into the bloodstream. You could get plaque, all this. Dude, they got medicines that can save a lot of people, but why they don't use it? You know, if they want to help you stabilize your blood, there is actual pharmaceuticals that can do it, but you think it's going to get to you? That's what you better ask yourself today. Locally, because all y'all going to be caught up locally. Wait till they tell you this coming. Even though y'all retired, getting checks. You don't think this, if you watch this go down now, it's going straight to your pension. Straight to them. Play with me if you think I'm making this up. I don't care what you do in life right now. I don't care how you living. You could be playing music and everything. When they get this agenda through, if you let it, and not paying, just by being ignorant to what's happening around you, your food supply. You think because you in the Nation of Islam, you can't get no food. They can cut off all areas in a heartbeat because it's in the Patriot Act. It's in the Patriot Act. Did you read the Patriot Act? No, probably not. Probably not. And this is why this is happening, because nobody, except for some people. And then when you say, well, why are these people fighting against this? Because if you do not say something, you will be caught up with pure scientific dictatorship. If I'm making this up, somebody jump in. I got lines open.
I just want to say one thing about the community, the Muslim or Islamic community that black folks are all following, or Farrakhan or whatever. They still hating on white people. Y'all got to understand.
Okay, somebody moving. If you're moving, why don't you mute yourself? If you see that, if you're moving, mute yourself.
Black people, I know they white. I know they ancestors did a lot of shit, but they not. If you find out who's behind the agenda, they got black faces, brown faces, white faces, whatever faces. They're all involved.
That's what
the problem is. You're not seeing that they're all. They got Islamic faces. They're all involved. Muslim faces. They're all involved.
Let's go because Afghanistan, everybody, because this is what y'all didn't get. They said they can come in, but you jumping on your brother about COVID, and they told them they don't even have to get it. This coming out their own news, your own news that y'all love so much. Don Lemonade ain't told you. He going along with it. Listening to Don Lemonade and him and all the rest of these news networks and stuff who got propaganda going on, That goes for Fox, as Fox is owned by Rupert Murdoch. Facts matters on this program. So we have to see who and what is going on, and this is where it gets deep, everybody. Told you this program gonna be hot, like fired up, Rick James style. We're looking for you, man. We're looking for you at the top of the hour. We're looking for you. Please come on through, because it's gonna be hot today. But let's go with the New York thing. Now, New York is the capital right now of all eyes. All eyes are on New York because of 9/11. The Bush family was there. Great baseball players, firefighters, police, everything is being looked at on the world. You heard William Cooper. This is called Back to the Future time. William Cooper said they was going to create a boogeyman. Another boogeyman. And all this is going on in New York and everything and so forth. No one talks about how these buildings really fell no more. It's become some type of nationalism infusion. You know, it is. And you feel bad for what took place, no doubt about that. You don't want a catastrophe, believe me. I've been through some, and you really don't want one. But if it happens, you're going to ask yourself how y'all going to respond in your regions. In all your 10 regions, there's calamity going on. And then there's good people trying to stop the calamity. Which one you going to be on? Ain't no in-between, because in-between gets, it's called the bush. It gets burned. So you're going to be the new growth? Hey, so be it. But guess what's going to happen, y'all? Reality going to have to set in. If an event takes place because 9/11 obviously has some ritual ramifications, it can't be that 20 years ago, this war started and we ended in crazy and we just gave it up crazy in a 20-year span. You better ask yourself, how is that? Is that staged event, proper planning? Ask yourself this. But I do know one thing. A lot of y'all don't like Trump. I told you Trump got some very occult things about him. New York, I told you this a long time ago when he went to play golf in the oldest Masonic golf course in Ireland. Hey, that's fine. That's cool. What did they come up with is the question. And then you ask yourself some questions about this republic. America. I'm making everybody think about what you're doing. I don't care what region you're in. You're going to be affected. That's a fact. So play like you aren't. If you show yourself, even the money shakers are scared. Just like the days of Jesus when he flipped the table. Flipping the tables means flipping the reset button on an economy. That's why how you kick the tables over without chaos. That Jesus created. Now here's many of you in the Christian world. Y'all hate so many people. Black, white, all y'all hate each other. The black church don't tell you that they was ruling the white church in the beginning of the republic. They don't even tell you about the great grand masons of the black republican peoples of the so-called beginning of America. They don't want you to know that. Just like they didn't want you to think that anybody could believe that buildings can come down when you can go to YouTube and see them crash right into planes. All over the world has had it. It burns, the top fall down, the bottom stay intact. Because it's up. How could that be? Now, y'all can hate Donald Trump, but he is a developer. I got to play this like I play all the rituals. Then we go into the next phase of everybody's DNA. But Donald Trump did say something on a radio show that does not get play, but will only probably get play on the talk where facts matters.
We are having some technical difficulties, which is totally understandable when you try to do ad hoc reporting and getting information to you as fast as we possibly can and making sure that it's accurate at the same time. So
Donald Trump is on the line. Indeed. I mean, we know him as the man behind lots of real estate in Manhattan, and of course, Donald, I understand you were actually a witness to what happened this morning.
Well, I have a window that looks directly at the World Trade Center, and I saw this huge explosion. I was with a group of people, and I really couldn't even believe it. And even, I think, worse than that, for years I've looked right directly at the building. I'd see the Empire State Building in the foreground and the World Trade Center in the background, and now I'm looking at absolutely nothing. It's just gone, and it's just hard to believe.
Donald Allen Marcus here. Your building is, the Trump Tower, is one of the great tourist attractions in the world. It's well-known universally. Are you taking any precautions there in light of what happened at the World Trade Center?
Well, Alan, we've always had, as you know, very, very strong security, but there's very little you can do about planes crashing into a building. I mean, you look at Larry Silverstein, who's a terrific owner in New York and a very good friend of mine who I just called. I was very worried about him because I assumed maybe he was in the building. He took possession of the building 1 week ago. As you know, he just bought the World Trade Center.
Right.
And he was in his office, and he was getting ready to move into the World Trade Center over the next 2 weeks. So when I just spoke to him, there's nothing you can do when people are going to be bombing planes at your building. Now, I guess maybe the world is going to be changing, and maybe you're going to have F-16s flying all over the city, etc. But it's a pretty tough situation.
Donald, you have one of the landmark buildings down in the financial district, 40 Wall Street. Did you have any damage, or did you know what's happened down there?
Well, it was an amazing phone call I made. 40 Wall Street actually was the second tallest building in downtown Manhattan, and it was actually, before the World Trade Center, was the tallest. And then when they built the World Trade Center, it became known as the second tallest, and now it's the tallest. And I just spoke to my people, and they said it's the most unbelievable sight. It's probably 7 or 8 blocks away from the World Trade Center, and yet Wall Street is littered with 2 feet of stone and brick and mortar and steel, and there are thousands of people walking over the debris over the Brooklyn Bridge, where they're sending them out over the Brooklyn Bridge to Brooklyn, and then I guess they're going to have to figure out how to get home from there. But they have between 1 foot and 2 feet of debris right in front of a building that's probably, you would say, Alan, 6 or 7 blocks away.
Donald, this is Roland Smith.
Hi, Roland.
You know, how you doing on this kind of day? You know, at some point, we're going to put all this behind us. And you, as a visionary, particularly in New York real estate, what do you think that we ought to do as a city, as a people, when all of this gets, when the mourning stops, when the dead are honored, and we've found out what caused it and maybe corrected it? What does the city need to do?
Well, I guess the big thing that you really will have to do is never forget. You just can't forget that something like this happened. I was so disappointed when they closed the stock exchange, but of course, at some point, you had no choice, you know, when they initially announced it was closing, because you want to just say, the hell with it, you're going forward, nothing's going to change. But the fact is, something has changed very dramatically. And I think one of the very sad things is going to be when you look at the skyline of New York, which has become so emblazoned in your own memory, and you look at the skyline of New York and you see these buildings, these two buildings, whether you love them or don't love them, they were a great part of the skyline. And then when you look at the skyline after 2001 and you're going to see a skyline without these two buildings, you're going to say, what happened? People won't believe it. You know, when you show your children or your grandchildren in years to come what New York looked like in the year 2000 and then what New York looked like just a year later, they're going to say, what happened?
Hey, Donald,
it's hard to believe.
In the year 2000, Donald, you considered running for president. If you had done that and if you had been successful, what do you think you'd be doing right now?
Well, I'd be taking a very, very tough line, Alan. I mean, you know, most people feel they know at least approximately the group of people that did this and where they are. But, boy, would you have to take a hard line on this. This just can't be tolerated, and it's got to be very, very stern. This is, as you and I were discussing.
Now, that was how long ago? 20 years later, he was president. Interesting. We're about to get deep on this program today. How does that happen? The man said you're a visionary. Now the thing about this is, visionary to what are we talking about now? And this is where this program is going to get deep. I'm going to wait a little bit of time. I'll get some calls from many of you. Think about that. On that particular footage, he mentioned that it could possibly have not even been went down. He talked about how they was going to, steel was so rough. It's a long tape. If y'all want to get it, I will get. Make sure you get it. He said the steel would be too tough for that to happen. He even said this on the news. And many people thought it was a joke. Y'all want y'all to explain to me how the Simpsons would know.
South Park. They run episodes about before it happened. Come on today, let's talk about this. This is why it's called Back to the Future. 20 years later, stage four. This is the. Now, you know, before we get started, let me just have a little fun, because you know I had a good time with some of the greats, Kid Funkadelic. I mean, just to see all the people out there. It was good to see you out, the people, Buffalo and Syracuse and parts of New York. And of course, New York City was all there. Everybody was there, and wonderful to see. The people, and I have to say, in New York, I would thought they'd be really, you know, none, not one bit. So what we seeing on the news is got to be staged, because it was nobody wearing masks. They were running the YG concerts. I mean, they just were the Mary Jane girls on one side. They got the rap on the other side. I mean, they just had it all going on, and we didn't see the craziness that we see on the news. Like, everybody's supposed to be scared of each other. So I suggest y'all think, breathe a little bit and say, you know what, am I really scared of my uncle, my grandkids? Well, I'm going to listen to Don Lemonade and the rest of them and tell me what to do while he kissing everybody under the sun at the concerts and shit. He going to tell me I got to not go. And y'all should not be listening to these people who are out there enjoying themselves while you being told to do this and do that. They ain't doing that. Let's be honest about that. And you know it. The thing about it is Atlanta jamming. Got a lot of nerds using the CDC against us, and they in their power. Let's go. Y'all want to really get them? Let's go to the CDC, watch all the black folks come out undercover, and follow their ass to where they going to the club. Let's just see how that looks. That would be some hell of a news. Oh, my goodness. Can you imagine following them all, Eddie and all the CNN News, CDC, all at the clubs? You know, they like talking about, you know, their job. Oh, we making this much. We living in Jonesburg and all that shit. And Decatur and all that. Because, you know, that's how we are. You know how we really are. Only you black folks. I'm talking to you right now. I'm talking before I talk to everybody, because y'all got a lot of nerves talking. I just told you Benjamin Banneker Bay laid down the Masonic calendar city for the energy source to go through. Why? Why can't we just understand that? So I got to just go back a little bit and be back with you in 2 minutes.
Return to claim the pyramid. Parting on the mothership, I am the mothership connection. Get down in 3D, a light year groover. If you hear any noise, ain't nobody but me and the boys. Turn the motherfucker out. Are y'all ready to get down out there? Dipping your hip and come on to the mothership. Doing the loose booty. Give me a little more foot up here. The home of the P-Funk, the bomb. I bet your memory bank don't forget this funk.
Oh, no,
my memory banks ain't forget none of that because I just had it a couple of weeks ago at the Funk Fest in Buffalo. Kid Funkadelics and the Funkadelics live. Well, that was beautiful there. Let's get back to this program. We're going to enjoy this program because guess what? We talking about reprogramming now. Now, let's go with the premise of what we just heard earlier. We've been programmed for events to take place throughout these sectors of these calendars that these people have laid down. We look like we just heard the name Silverstein. Now, those of you who was not listening to Trump, he gave you the person who just brought the buildings. Why don't y'all look him up, see what interest he had in getting terrorist bomb or collateral on planes running into buildings. Who would know that? And didn't go to work that day. Many of them did not go to the biggest people. This not making this me. Don't be talking about the conspiracy. Facts matter. This came out their own publications. That so glad that so many didn't come to work that day. Was they given a, you know, a pass, told not to come? I mean, they were. If the plane would have been hit on a regular day, unbeknownst, truly unbeknownst, oh, it would have been really. It wouldn't have fell down. It would have been just devastation of people who at high levels. The building that had the most to lose was the building that never got hit and just went down after all the other buildings, which no one talks about. That's how you know you're brainwashed. Let's get some more calls on the air. 1-300. Welcome to the Helios.
What's going on, my brother? What's going on, family?
Yes.
Yeah, man, this thing, listen, it's going to get heavy, man. I sent you an article. China is right now on our shores right now with their warships. So that's unprecedented. They never did that. We always was in the South China Sea harassing them. So China say they're going to see how it feel. Yeah, definitely, bro. This is does any of the family members know that there's almost a 99.5% recovery rate from COVID-19? So
yeah.
If it's a 99.5+ recovery rate, how in the hell are we in the middle of a pandemic? If 99% of the people who catch it survive, why is there a need for a vaccine? If there's a 99.5%, that's the only 0.5 people that die. And I'm not saying that no death is not important and we shouldn't be concerned about people dying. That's not what I'm saying, family. But I'm saying this is medical apartheid, man. They're trying to divide us, you know, through fear.
Yeah.
And that way we'll be easy to conquer. So I just
and a great book too. Family. Stay with me on that. You mentioned a great book, America Apartheid. And here's a woman who went out and did all the research for you, shows you all the experimentations that they need to do, and then for you to say, you believe it, you conscious out there who's listening, to see somebody can put all they facts on the table, say, look, they using placenta. Y'all mentioned Henrietta Leaks. Y'all know they could do this.
Henrietta Lacks,
yeah.
Right.
And all of a sudden now, when it comes to the COVID vaccination, you gone home happy. It just don't add up psychotically, but I do got it.
Yeah.
I got it.
This plan's so masterful. They not only got our family members taking it, they got them attacking us, and probably it's going to get to the point where they're going to start ratting out the ones who's not vaccinated. Joe Biden came out and said, I got to protect the vaccinated people from the unvaccinated. What does he mean about that?
Yeah.
What the hell is he saying?
Yeah.
Man, I'm so sick of this mess. Listen, bro, this is an economic... told everybody they're doing it through biological warfare, and it's a medical apartheid agenda.
Mm-hmm.
And they're trying to divide us, class warfare us through medicine.
Yeah.
This has got the pharmaceutical talons all in it, the pharmaceutical companies. And these people are out for blood, man. And if, like the sister say, if you don't stand up and start fighting some of this stuff, man, listen, bro, you're going to be lambs to the slaughter. And like I said, if you're going to market the damn vaccine, at least get damn paid for it. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
If you're going to try to be pushing this thing on people, at least get paid like the pharmaceutical companies getting paid. I digress, my brother.
Man, a beautiful point. I'm going to still keep you in the loop right quick. Don't leave yet. Don't leave yet. Yeah, because what's happening, we said this, y'all said this, many have noticed this throughout, no problem at all seeing it. That's amazing to yourself, really, that they're looking for a two-class system. They can't, they tried it with black and white. That was their number one tool. And I want y'all to know that these words, y'all mentioned China off the coast, these words that y'all not understanding, the word racist is a Russian word. I'm not, by the end of this program, before kickoff, you will know without a doubt that you're being duped. The word racist is not, again, repeat, is not anything to do with racial color. It was a word developed by Marxists, Leninists, to mean dissident. So that's why you're hearing racist all day long, and anybody who don't agree with what they agree with is a racist. Now, you saying that y'all acting like China, and it's amazing to black folks to me right now. I don't care what your mindset is. But the Chinese ain't under attack by us. This is a, if you don't know, this is made up. That just because you got a few psyops to go and hit some Chinese woman, these are psychopaths that they let loose and said, you want to stay out, do our bidding, and we'll keep you eating happy, and you can stage crimes when you want and get the drugs to get high and have, get all the pussy you want. Just do what we ask you, and we'll keep you out of jail. You think you ain't going to take that plea? You ain't going to take that? If you wouldn't, you know, you got to put yourself in the person's situation. If he that fucked up, then he would go, and so they get people to hit these people. Boom, 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 boom. Knock them out. Boom, boom, boom. They never go to jail, though. They ain't heard nothing about these guys going to jail. Nobody sees. That's how you know you ain't thinking. Because you dead after you see the news. Because the news means north, east, south, west of your brain, each hemisphere of your brain. It's a controlling word. It's a magical word. It's nothing more than a spell word, just like y'all been saying for how long. But here's where it gets deep. Whatever region you in, you're going to believe your region the most. Like I'm in Florida. Even promotionally in other states. Florida, strange beast. Don't know what to think. Pirates everywhere. Freedom on the verge of saying we ain't going along with it. Nurses about to go on strike here. The nursing industry will be under siege. See, it's all about the killing the medicine. And then when you kill the medicine, you kill it. They also took the children. That, yeah, I know y'all want to hear this, but don't you find it strange that George Bush picked to hear a school incantate of young kids with a teacher in the inner cities, supposedly, and inculcate a spell? And then he's reading the book that the same thing the Simpsons had on. I told you about, see, we ain't dealing with how the Simpsons and them knew. We're not dealing with how all these other shows knew. And then you say, you telling me they ain't trying to warn us?
And drive on. Did you hear, okay, the mandate that Joe Biden hand out for the federal employees? How about that mandate does not extend to the senators and the politicians? Now, aren't they fellow federal employees?
That's right.
Strange, huh?
And the post office, because the post office is union. Those of you
correct
in the union, those of you in the union right now, I'm talking to you right now, before it's destroyed. The union must go through a board. They must vote before they allow you to take anything. That's what your union dues are for, lawyers. Your union dues are for lawyers. If the lawyers don't hear your plea, they will go along with the agenda that will give you a contract. Listen carefully. The agenda that will give you a contract to make it look like you're getting something. When they making billions of dollars. This is a fact. Facts matters on this program. Many of you listening don't even want to know how much money could be given to us. But see, because the black community decided to stay so blind, not knowing the history, You have allowed your civil rights that you said you love, Martin Luther King, and I have somebody. One thing I love about Buffalo.
And not only civil, your labor rights. They violate your labor rights.
Gave the labor rights. Your labor rights. That's what, see, remember, King was going for labor as well. Now, you got your labor, but guess what you let it do? You don't even, many of you, I could say it firsthand in Dade County, complain, but won't do a damn thing. How's about that one? That should be a word. Some rapper, please do it. Complain. Don't do a damn thing. Because that's what happened. You join. Now, many of you have joined, and it saved you from getting the vaccination right now in Dade County. That's a fact. Right now, I don't know how long it's going to last. But right now, OSHA has to be involved. Remember what I just told you. OSHA must be involved in negotiations when it comes to them jabbing union people here in some of our unions. So if y'all let that slide, who's listening today, no, you ain't for the people.
And drive on. Notice what Joe Biden said in his speech. He say we're running out of patience. Who is he talking about?
Who is he talking about?
Who is we?
Yeah, he said that. Now the man said we. Now where's the black? Where's Sharpton? See, Jesse Jackson, they got his fake ass to pretend like he got COVID. He ain't got no COVID. That motherfucker got all kind of diseases up in his ass. Hell, ain't no damn COVID deal with him, man. He gonna live to be 80 years old. I'm supposed to be crying after 87 year old or whatever age he is. If he died of COVID, that's strange to me. All the money he got, or he died of something else. If he ain't even dead yet, they got pictures of him recovering. He must have took Regeneron. Because, see, y'all don't want to believe the pharmaceutical companies are made to create life longer. If you got the money, they made a decree. I'm going to play today before the show up. Before kickoff, you're going to be thinking about this shit. See, I only bring you stuff that came out the back, the facts. You didn't hear me mention nothing. I said, really? They told you. They told you themselves. William Cooper.
What about that chlorine oxide, Drybone? Chlorine oxide been treating the coronavirus since the 90s.
Right.
It's been FDA approved since the 90s, and they're not even letting the American people even be aware about it, that there's other alternative methods in treating the COVID.
Now Pfizer. I'm glad y'all said this, because Pfizer. We did a show called Three the Hard Way. How much can they show you before they actually, they actually doing it. They already did Detroit with the water. The same movie area that the movie came out of said we're going to put water problems, and same thing happened. Now we're going to have more water problems in this areas of Georgia. In Florida, it's a fight for water there people don't even know about. And then why black folks, those of you indigenous loving ones, we love y'all because I ain't denying it. Facts matter. But how can these other indigenous tribes, did you see Florida? I might have to go to the Seminoles to be protected. That's how bad it's getting. The Seminoles just signed a treaty or some type of, they in there. They look Mexican. Let's be honest. Dark brown Mexicans. That's what I'm looking at. And if they are black, which they are some, they got pictures in the Mississippi, in the Hard Rock that show you that they could be your cousin. But
they call them Maroons. The Maroons, yeah.
Yeah, how are they able to get all this governmental stuff? Now, black folks, listen to me again. You being pushed into being a Dr. Claude Anderson. Y'all act like y'all like his ass. Didn't he warn you too? Hell, he said, if you let these stages go by, you will become a permanent underclass. Now, how much can he say with the facts? Then he also told you, Dr. Claude Anderson, that the Arabs were the reason for your enslavement. I don't know how, A.J. Rogers, Arthur Schoenberg, all the greats led me to this. Thank you, greats. Because they led me to this. Now, you got a problem now. Act like you oblivious to how all the Arabs got over here. They were here from the beginning. They were here from the beginning.
So if they were here from the beginning, that's why it's so easy for you to accept your enslavement in certain groups of circle. Let's just put it like that. You okay with the Arabs enslaving you, Black America? But say if it's the Nordic or the whatever you want to call them, the Anglo-Saxon, Albino, Albion, I can go on and on if you want me to before it gets back to you. Because when you are Albino, it means two black folks had a genetic DNA problem. Ain't that what it mean, everybody? Is that a fact? You know what it is when y'all don't talk. We on the Helios Bibles Hour. We trying to get it on this morning. Keep it hot, like Rick James said. We going to fire it up. Looking for some special guests. That's why I don't name them until I see their number. All right, we rolling. We rolling. We going to keep it rolling. Let me just say this. Everybody's area is in four stages. Everybody's area right now. They marked it down. I know where we at here. The real estate market here, I want to hear from all y'all, is definitely under attack. Improper real estate practices could be possibly being done in the name of so-called saving the environment. I'm telling y'all, they got this all in play. All in play. Saving the environment. And here's the real environment. The woman's placenta and baby. Now, isn't it strange? You got no problem killing babies now through the new legislation brought in by Virginia and different commonwealths. And that, you know, women can kill a kid at 9 months if they choose to. This is a fact. So here it is. They told you they was going to kill your kids with AOC. I played it how many times? We going to eat the babies. This came out in one of her so-called Save the Environment meetings. Eating kids was what was brought up. Now, you can pretend like you did not hear it and then look at your grandkids and say, damn, I'm getting old. What they going to do to these grandkids I got? You know, everybody pretend like they love their grandkids, steadily taking them to the school to get inoculated, getting vaccinated. So when they go crazy and ape shit on your ass in the next few years because of what this thing can do, you say, well, is he making this up? Is he making this up again? He talking conspiracy. That's how you know he's crazy, when your family say, oh, you're talking conspiracy. I'm talking conspiracy because real scientists does not just debate. They look at everything, they pro and con. In this so-called debate, there is none. No questions answered. Man can walk right by your face, say, put the president, boom, you turn around. Y'all ain't even mad. But you know you're brainwashed. Trump did. That's going to show you how they got you to go cult of personality. See, they took a cult personality and made you, by definition, went from loving to hate at the same time, not realizing William Cooper told you, we're the only ones with weapons. Ain't that what William Cooper said back in the day before 9/11? He knew that it was going to come. Yeah. Didn't the Simpsons tell you that it was going to come? We still ain't got to that part. Because if it really is what they say, the Simpsons them say it is, it's a staged event. Is that all right to say, everybody? That if they knew this could happen, just like COVID, all the movies we played that showed you COVID was known to come out, they was going to create a vaccine. Yeah, how could a man, right, y'all seen how many movies like this? How many movies we got to have Danny Glover tell
they
you?
They keep coming out with these movies. Now they altering them now, trying to make it seem like, you know, that the people is the one that's spreading all this virus, that didn't get
right.
The shot and all this crap. Biden declaring war on people in on American soil like he's some foreigner. I mean, they got this scripted.
No, but I'm going to tell you why, though. I'm glad y'all said it, because remember, when we was telling people, I remember black folks was adamant about Biden. I mean, adamant. I mean, we want to fight you if you said you was for Trump and shit. You're like, damn, how deep did this go?
I've seen videos.
I've seen people go berserk, and now you got your boy. You got your boy. He even calls you boy. He called the mayor and them, it boy, miss my boy. And no, see, the black folks have been compromised through DNA corruption. I'm telling you straight up.
That's
you
definitely
it. You will.
That's
you will believe it real soon.
For him saying, it's my boy.
Yeah.
For real.
Yeah. My boy, I seen it. And then nobody says nothing because CNN knew. Because you just heard CNN found Bin Laden. Y'all still watching this shit? That's the man warned. He said, how the fuck CNN can find Bin Laden in the most highly supreme military complex on the planet Earth? Can't find him, but CNN can? Man, y'all better wake up real soon. Now, here it is, everybody. Listen, sisters. Only, and not exclusively, but for surely be heard on the Talk With Facts Matters is the newest up for grabs. There's a scientist, Dr. Yaden. Look him up. Dr. Yaden, who worked for Pfizer in a great capacity, started to say Pfizer, because Germany is suing. Y'all don't know that, I'm sure. Germany is suing Pfizer, who is a German company. Says they are of global crimes against humanity being perpetuated against a large population, proportion of the world's population. And he's part of this American frontline doctors that no one wants to talk about. Do you know that other doctors are against this, that are just as highly qualified, went to every school that you Boulez went to, Yale's, Howard, you name it, Smith and Wesson, whatever school you've been to. There's doctors that are saying that no, but they're either going to go along with it because of that check or the endowments that they've been doing for their own research might get cut, and then they feel like they've been cut off from life. This is how deep your book of Revelation said it would be. Didn't it say it would put a brand? Well, here it is. This is the true brand coming from your news that you probably don't even know.
A Facebook post quickly spreading online claims a top Pfizer researcher is raising concerns about a potential COVID-19 vaccine. Bob Segal with our Verified team looked into the claim that the vaccine could impact fertility.
Yes, this is the question that's been flooding our Verify inbox. Does the COVID-19 vaccine cause sterilization in women? And this is why so many people have been asking that question. It's a Facebook post that's widely circulating right now claiming a head researcher for vaccine manufacturer Pfizer is warning that the company's new COVID vaccine would cause sterilization in women. Here's what we know about that social media post. Michael Yaden did work for Pfizer until 2011 in the company's allergy and respiratory research unit. That's according to the British doctor's LinkedIn profile. And Yaden, along with a German doctor, did send a letter to the European Medicines Agency asking the EMA to stop clinical trials of Pfizer's COVID-19 vaccine. They said the vaccine might block a protein that's important in the formation of a placenta. And the doctors claimed that could possibly result in vaccinated women essentially becoming infertile. While the social media post implies the vaccine will cause infertility, that's not what the doctors actually said. Their petition raises questions, using phrases like, if the vaccine works a certain way, it could lead to infertility. Is that a real possibility? Well, 13 News reached out directly to Pfizer for answers. The company's response? Not exactly helpful. Simply stating, we are not commenting on that. Last month in a press release, Pfizer did say its COVID-19 vaccine studies have so far not reported any serious safety concerns. Safety regulators in Europe just completed their safety review and they approved the vaccine. We also want to point out the social media site that circulated the doctor's claims about infertility. It's a blog called Health and Money News. And the news on that site, it's full of conspiracy theories about COVID-19, like the coronavirus is not real and wearing masks causes irreversible brain damage. And the two doctors raising concerns about the Pfizer vaccine, both of them have a history of peddling false information about COVID. Dr. Yaden claimed 3 months ago that the pandemic is effectively over, which it's not. And earlier this year, Dr. Wodarg posted a video claiming the virus is no more harmful than the seasonal flu, which is also untrue. So, does Pfizer's COVID-19 vaccine cause sterilization in women? We can verify, so far there is no evidence, no study, and no reports to support that claim. At the same time, it is fair to point out the vaccine is so new, there are no long-term studies to show the long-term impact on fertility. And, of course, Pfizer is not commenting on that.
Now, y'all got two perspectives there. I want to hear from you. I got three, three, one, two perspectives. One said they did write a letter saying that attacked the protein. Put very knowledgeable men that work for Pfizer. They ain't Pfizer for nothing. And the respiratory issues. We find out they do a mutation. Now, if you can't produce a virus in front of us, then it is no virus. That's what they're coming from. Now, this perspective is done through science. They claim they want you, but their science today that you are listening to does not have no rebuttal. It's nothing to counteract it. It's just, it is, I am who they think I am. And that's what's going on. Let me go to 3318. Y'all heard it for yourself. Pfizer won't even talk about it. Yet, there's no long study to prove it at all. Isn't that strange? 3318, you on the air.
Yeah, man, great show, brother. You doing it. And I want to say this, man, because I'm going to go back to the babies, but I'll come back to Pfizer in a second, because Region 1, there's a big-ass city in Pfizer in Connecticut, right? So when you identify the babies, don't forget that now they're dealing with that, should women have the right to their own body? Who else said that the women didn't have the right to their own body? Wasn't that the Catholics? Yep. They don't want them to dismiss the babies. They want to keep the babies. Let's go back to the babies. So there was this old story that we read back in high school, Modern Day Proposal, Jonathan Swift, teaching the elite how to prepare the suckling of a baby so they can go on ahead and eat them, because there was a famine in the land with the Anglo-Saxons. So they were cooking up the babies even then. So this ain't nothing new. They call it a satire story. But look at Jonathan Swift. Modern Day Proposal, a.k.a. eating the babies. Catch them while they're young, see? So we're dealing with some type of creatures. I don't know what that is. But here's where I want to go also. So that brother, 2-3 years while on Obama's watch, I don't know if he was on Obama's watch or was he on Trump's watch, and he worked for the CDC, and they found him in the river.
Yeah.
What was he getting ready to tell us?
Yeah.
Remember that, brother? Yeah. Found him in the Tennessee River?
Yeah.
Yeah. So I'm going
to... Highly decorated. And
highly
the sad
decorated.
Thing is, hardly no airplay.
No airplay. And all of a sudden, he's suicidal. Does that make sense?
No.
So I got to go here, y'all. So here's testimonial right in my region, right? So, of course, you know, I had the COVID, and I had to battle that shit, you know what I'm saying? Like, get out there and work out, burn that shit out of me, because it is a serious virus. It's dealing with some type of a fungus, a.k.a. attacking respiratory. We got that now, and we say now it's the modern-day flu. But I got this neighbor. He took the shot.
Yeah.
Massive heart attack.
Yeah.
I don't feel good. Pull over. I don't feel good.
It's sad. No, it's just sad because this is what we might be dealing with. I'm glad you brought it that way because it might be what we're dealing with because I'm telling people, I'm just going by my own body environment. And, of course, going in and out, different things. And I'm seeing that, people that are actually dying, some are not admitting to the fact that you took this shot. And some doctors don't even know what to tell them. That's why the nurses are nervous. See, real nurses are nervous now because they're starting to believe and starting to see for facts, not just believe because the media. Facts like wow.
For themselves. They're starting to see it. You're telling the truth. And that's why that medical field is nervous now because they're recognizing, damn, they want me to do the same thing. I don't know if I'm going to get a gazebo. But undercover, you take that shot. What about the woman who was nursing the baby and the baby died? She's nursing a 6-week-old infant, and then the infant come up with clots. Now, does that make any sense?
Well, you know what? That's what it's saying. Now, if this dude, Dr. Yaden, y'all better look him up. Germany is suing Pfizer. This is their own. Internal strife is in every region of the earth. So right now, people not looking at this because our news don't show you this. You got to go to Canadian news, use your Fire Stick, and go to European, Islamic, and African and Asian news. Even if you can't understand it, you can at least look at the pictures and see what the fuck going on, and you find out chaos is happening everywhere. I mean, but this is the only country, everybody, just like William Cooper said on CNN, that we got weapons. Now, according to what they're saying is the unvaccinated and vaccinated, this is where it gets crazy, y'all. This is where the communism shit gets crazy. They're going to pay you to snitch. They are. They're going to set it up where you're going to want jobs because your jobs are going to be taken. They're going to be gone. You're going to do the same thing I heard my so-called communist comrades here of Cuba tell me when I had to see it for myself. I had to go to a communist country, seen it for myself, to say, oh, my God, the people don't have no clue.
Right, Drivo, can I bring one more thing? So,
go ahead. You're on the line.
With that, the territory I was hanging out in, right, you know, so fortunately I'm still in the workforce a little bit, but, you know, I can leave anytime.
Right.
I got this Russian, and he was like, this, that. I had to ask the Russian, I said, listen, I know y'all don't really like to recognize religion, but aren't y'all Eastern Orthodox, a.k.a. believing in the Catholicism? He said, yeah. I said, well, don't you understand that the Americans are the Protestants or the protesters of Catholicism? I said, don't y'all know now y'all in the middle of the fire with the individuals are here? So here's where I'm going with our family. And I promise you, I'm not trying to make you follow my lead or anything. I'm saying this. We that know that we're from this land, put your feet in the soil. Put your feet in the dirt. Call on the ancestors. Call on Big Mama. Tell them not today. Tell Big Mama and them, hey, well, y'all watch over us and give us the courage to be able to identify, you know, what need be done. Because I'm telling you, we're going to have to do that a little bit. And that's just for inspiration. That's all that is. That,
I think
no
people don't know.
No voodoo.
But here's what you're saying is so profoundly satisfying. I never thought that our people would be this gullible. This, you selling your own birthright. Everything that started here, every documentation shows people who look like your grandmama was already here. They was already here. They made these decrees with these people. And again, the trick language I told you was Benjamin Banneker Bay.
Yes, you said it. You said it. And if they call you black or Negro or colored, then you from here, y'all. You from here because there's no such nation called black or white. Thank you for taking my call,
them. And they called me America. This is what gets deep, everybody. I try to say to myself, I can't be that bright. It just can't be. It's impossible. All the shit you go through in life, you say, well, it could have been an easy way, but no, it's not. You're going to have to go the way of your direction. But common sense, when they told me to read Webster's Dictionary, it was 118-something edition. I went back in the day, we all would be happy to go get the shit. It clearly stated the word America was just in their own dictionary. A copper-colored people who they said they have adopted as of, they call themselves a mayor to the Americans. And this is the key to where even in high level occult, and I gave y'all the calendar, shows you at the bottom of the calendar, it says the Amer. And they knew. Now, the Amer could be a bunch of things, because see, Amer got some connotations. That's why the Islamic stuff is coming. And this is why they're going to create a holy third triad war. This is why I don't understand why y'all can't see this. It's a triad war. The same group that was over you or over blacks in the ancient days that were black and brown and whatever, you take that same group and put it in your neighborhood right now. Some of you in the Yahwehs used to wear, we used to get respect by wearing what they call a diadem, not a head wrap, a diadem. And so a lot of people used to enjoy that feeling of these people coming over here and looking at us as different from the niggers. Like the man said, now why would that be? Because they said, oh, in 12 years of stage, they had made a mind so brainwashed. But this brainwashing had to come from somewhere. This is why y'all don't like to go this route, because it scares y'all now to know who did this. So you find out this route was created through an Islamic perspective. Eunuchs cutting off your balls. That's reproduction.
Talk that talk, brother. You know.
that's called reproduction, creating eunuchs. Y'all don't like hearing that because you've been brainwashed by what I consider social Afrocentricism. It means that they created this thing for us to keep us pacified for not looking at your own land, because every war, this is a fact, every war, the real character who won it was black. You just take one character and y'all minds believe it's one person. I keep saying it. That one person represents legions, thousands. They just could not put him as that. That's why you see the pictures, all Masonic pictures in D.C., which Banneker helped, always got the black man to the side, or he got on a diadem, or he wearing such special colors. This is what they do when you are in the occult world to create a staged event. Now, y'all getting ready to forget the high noon, because high noon, when this man tell you the four stages, you're going to almost start crying when you say, damn. Damn, how could we fall this low? And then you go to your own Bible that you claim you believe in. It says, because Daz was what? A stiff-necked, hard-head bunch of motherfuckers who did not care enough. And that's why it's called the Valley of the Dry Bones. Let's get ready. We about to go to commercial break because we about to hit you even hard upside the head because it's football time. The Mafia is ready. Y'all out there, the Mafia, y'all ready? You know what we talking about. The Mafia getting ready. All y'all across the country. You know, this is what you live for. We live for on sometimes to get your mind away from what it's always been doing. Contemplating on a plan. This plan is going to come to fruition. Count on it. Just count on it. It takes certain things to happen. And if you stay with me to the noon time, I'll have you out by kickoff. But it's going to be the four stages, and you're going to find yourself asking yourself, did I play a part in these stages? And when you come to grips and say, yes, I can, yes, I have, you will cleanse yourself of that spell they got you under. Yeah, all of us under. You must take responsibility for your part in this charade.
Welcome to O Ye Dry Bones Radio, the show that brings an esoteric, allegoric view of the past, present, and future events in history. Like most other popular talk radio shows, we do focus on hot topic of the day with particular focus on current politics and the economy. Wow, this is our 7th anniversary, so we are trying to make big things happen for our show. So we humbly ask for a donation. So please go to www.drybonesconnection.news to place your donation. Thanks for listening to the radio show who brings you fruits of knowledge regarding our history and the talk show where facts matter. Your donation is greatly appreciated. Join us on air on Sunday from 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. with host Dry Bones and Wednesday from 9 p.m. to 11 p.m. with host Antoinette by calling 515-605-9343. To listen to our archive of previous shows, go to www.drybonesconnection.news.
There we go. And you can also go to Cash App at Drybones7. Cash App me if you feel it up for it. Because what we do is bring it on, and we're going to keep it bringing it on. So, again, we had to regroup. Antoinette called me. I much love to her. She got a show coming up. And if, go to the archives. We got some great shows. We got Elizabeth D'Artour from Haiti. Don't forget Haiti. You know, it's a strange thing to be under catastrophe for such a period of time that is just devastating, from assassination of the president, then the hurricane. And some people would never understand that type of thing. It's very, very, very difficult. But the strange thing about it is the other side doesn't get, Dominican Republic don't never get nothing like this. And we got to wonder about that region as well. That is the Pirates of the Caribbean region. Yes, yes, Captain Morgan. Go look at all this, Black Caesar and all that good shit. It's time that we wake up to where you are a part of this equation, black people. You keep saying this ain't your country. You hate the flag. If you don't even know you helped stitch the flag. That's how dumb y'all is, because they didn't tell you that Betsy Ross had other seamstresses. You don't know the names or the people who went with Paul Revere. A black dude was with Paul Revere, but you've been left out because it's part of the four stages. Once they put you in them black schools, the Boulé schools, great schools, Bill Cosby made that clear. Different world. You know, I just love that shit. And all that other good stuff used to come on about colleges. We used to love it. Spike Lee, we knew we had to go through fraternity. You go to the party. I didn't ever want to go. I like the parties. I would go to that. You know, you didn't realize they had to smack you with stuff. It's in all their cult. Pain. Yeah, yeah. Some of y'all don't know what real pain is. I'm not even going to go there today, but let's just say this. This program is about the dry bones, the resurrection of an unbelievable phenomena of these bones scattered through the so-called America. That was how the prophecy was told to me. And from all the regions, they would connect up into a network of a living soul. But the question had to be asked, oh, the son of man, not son of Isis, because see, Isis create man. That's why this fertility thing is so deep. Told you they're going back to the cult or the hermaphrodites. You thought y'all don't hear me say it, it's still factual. All the cults. You got Cinderella now with your boy as the fairy godmama. You know, this is getting real, baby. It's getting real. Somebody just sent me a picture of a man, Russell Westbrook, wearing a kilt. Now, I said, well, wait a minute. Maybe he's dressing like the Egyptians. I'm going to give him a little toy on that one. I'm not saying I'm wearing that one, but what if he was to put him in the Arabian night pants? You know what I'm saying? We got to look at how the culture was dressed in certain areas before we say go too far. Because you know what? It's easy to say, you know, if I go to the Celtic countries, I find they're wearing the dress, the kilt. But then I look at the symbolism, it might be deeper than what you might know it to be. That's why I say all of us must judge now on the knowledge you have. If that's limited, you better put some more scales and weight on their mind, because it needs to be balanced. Because too much ignorance is dangerous, according to your own Bible. Isn't that why Yahweh wouldn't after you anyway? I could have sworn because you became ignorant with conceit and envy and vanity. Now, you name me a people who have taken this to a height, especially here in North America. The richest of all slaves on the planet. We did a program on that. Still ain't been told I'm wrong. Richest slaves on the planet right here. Billionaire niggas all over the place. All over the place. But then when I looked that up, I said, is that new? I'm going to have to do a program showing all the millionaires that was before slavery was even ended, that was black. Women, too. The richest one was a woman in California. I ain't going to go into that right now. I just want y'all to know that it is some type of tunnel I'm taking you through so you can get out of this slave thinking and stop remembering the facts that you and us, this is more of your than anybody on the planet at this point in time. If your birth certificate is of USA, I'm just going to go, and you over five generations, four, just, you here. You gave up whatever you gave up. You'll talk to all those who defected from your islands and your countries. I'm talking to you because you in the belly of the beast. Ain't that what your Bible say? Ain't what your Bible say? Belly of the beast? What the hell is the belly of the beast? It's right where you at. America. Everybody here. And they love it. Except the people who land it is. You say, what do you mean? I ain't saying that black folks don't. Black folks know who land it was. That's why they was rich in the beginning. They were billionaires. Millionaires. That means they will be billionaires today under this auspices. It wasn't for a decree. Y'all don't like to talk about it because now we get into politics. And this is where we're going today. I don't know what it takes to get people. I heard a sister give, I won't name her, but she was the sponsor of the Rick James in Buffalo. They mentioned her as mentioned in Malcolm. You know, they gave her attributes of Malcolm. And I said, well, that's deep. But then, you know, I'm starting thinking, I said, wait a minute. Which one of Malcolm are we talking about? Which one fits your psychological DNA? The Malcolm that taught because he was hardcore nation, or the one that was got disillusioned once he went his Jones Jihad, or the one who said, this shit is about to be a facade. The Ku Klux Klan and Nation of Islam getting paid by a white man. Which one are we going to take out of the three dichotomies? Tell me which one. See, we got a tendency to take the leader of your own deranged illusion of the leader. Now, let's go to the one you're going to be praising soon. You know, Columbus Day coming. Now, you mad at Columbus because you got us as being jet white. Now, show you delusional. He's of the Sicilian house of the Medicis. These Medicis is black Libyans, Moroccans, having sex with the, what they call it, it had an A name. It wasn't called Spain back in the day. It had an A name, whatever name was, but it had come to me. They, you know, this is what's crazy about y'all thinking of history, and now you want to give our kids over to these teachers' unions that have now went total socialist. Control of children. Control of all you. Fuck the parents. You too dumb. That's what they're going to tell y'all soon. Watch and see. Mark my words with facts. You will become, just by my own experiences, you can easily lose your kids by doing something stupid. Believe that. Believe that. One stupid mess up. Say that the hot comb hit her back of her neck and she start crying. You didn't mean to do it, but social services could say, how did that happen? And you'll be nervous. I had hit the hot comb, but her neck is, we're going to have to do an evaluation. Until then, we might have to suspend your food stamps until we figure this out. You don't think that's coming, don't you? It's coming, baby. Yeah. You think they'll keep giving you free money? The day of Labor Day, which is a socialist holiday called a labor union holiday. Look it up. We did shows on this so many times. It's almost frightening. You know, Arm and Hammer, that's socialism. That's on your Arm and Hammer box. Let's look it up. With a sickle, a hammer and a sickle, that's Mighty Thor. But here it is again. You following a hook, line, and sinker, but not knowing what's the ramification behind it. What if your labor unions are dissolved? Think about that, everybody. I'm going to ask y'all some questions because we're going 9-11 before we bring on the hot stuff. Y'all want to jump in? I got three. I got 951. I got nine. I got New York, Miami, 312. Jump in, fit in. Let's go with how. We only mentioned four things. 9-11. We had mentioned a doctor who worked for Pfizer. And we're going to go into the DNA part now because this is where they can only get you to do this if they brainwash you enough. How, in your opinion, everybody, would the Simpsons know of 9-11 years prior? Anybody? Somebody? I got the lines open.
It's called predictive programming. Predictive programming.
Okay, there you go. Thank you, man. That's why I brought y'all back. Okay, so they strategize this predictive programming. How long y'all think the stages is that it takes to get a group of people to predict them what they're gonna do? What's the amount of years y'all think it take now?
Well, according to Pavlov's theory, when he did with the dog and he fed the dog or whatever it was, and it doesn't take very long, but over the time, incrementally,
give me the years you think it take to do a very strategic plan of brainwashing people. The amount of years. It's go by years.
Every 50 years, they run the same boot game, the same play. Like every 20 to 30, 50 years.
There you go. Stop. 20. You said the first one. 20 years. It's not come from me.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
It's a 20-year implementation that they say they can do. They bragged about it. I got the tape. I'm going to play the tape at high noon. The man said it takes them 20 years. And I just said, man, 20 years? So this one is four stages to it. Because four going in. I'm like, huh?
Can I tell you why I agree with you?
Okay, you go first.
Go ahead, brother.
You,
go ahead, brother.
You first, you next.
Yes, sir.
Go ahead.
Go ahead, brother. So according to all of the family
who's on the family tree, it's already done within our lives, within our lifespan, and we're seeing it now. You know, now, and some predate it, but it's a done deal. You know, it's cooked. We're cooked. Well, there.
Go ahead, bro. You next. Go ahead, brother. You next. Go ahead.
Okay, so the reason why I'm in agreement and I'm smiling about it, and I'm going to have to get the name of the HBO original, Cuba Gooding, in his early days, he did a HBO original special. Guess what the Joker was about? He did it in 1993, vaccine and holding people, putting peas on them if they touch positive in
wow.
New York City.
Wow.
I'm going to find the name of the film, man. Go ahead and take the next caller. Cuba Gooding did an original film with HBO in his younger days, and that is, I'm sure it's been about 20 years, like you just said, if I'm looking at the number of preparing people for hospitalization of vaccines, taking vaccines, holding people as they were sick. And the first thing they were talking about was respiratory, sores in the mouth, all types of things of that nature. I'm
now that gentleman, that gentleman, I told you, Dr. Yaden, don't listen to me. Go look him up. Look up. He was a respiratory. Now, this is Pfizer, everybody. Pfizer is German. I ain't going against the German people by saying they all, but there is a group of them who have a cult belief. Listen to what I'm saying. A cult belief. And white supremacy. There's a very smart, they're powerful as hell. White supremacy was created in the 1700s, and it started, and it manifested into a cult group that held dearly to their occultic side of the so-called Albion belief system. Now, look it up yourself. They also believe they come from outer space, from a white being. The being is now being linked, from my understanding, from looking to a Native American tribes here in North America that said white beings came to them. I don't know if y'all ever heard of this. Chief Warhorse led me to it. I looked it up. It has a lot of crazy parts of this that these beings, and I'm approved today that the Indians of North America went to this conference, everybody. I'm not making this up. They went to this conference. This conference was held in 1972. I'm only 10 years old. Had no idea our parents was being duped. They were so duped, they used the female energy, everybody. I'm not making this up. At that time, people forgot there was women presidents in certain countries that you don't see today. Indira Gandhi. You had Ida, the one from Israel. I can't think of her name at the moment. She was the prime minister of Israel at the time. They got together.
Golda Meir.
Thank you, bro. Appreciate you.
Golda Meir.
There you go. I'm not making this up. I mean, that's when we're going to be at the high noon. I'm not making this up. They got together at me being 10 years old and decided. Listen to what they decided. And how it skipped over the whole black civil rights groups of that day. Back to the Future, 9-1-1.
Stockholm, Sweden, June 12, 1972. Mrs. Indira Gandhi, Prime Minister of India, arrived today to address the first United Nations Conference on the Human Environment. She was met by the Secretary General of the conference, Mr. Maurice Strong, who escorted Mrs. Gandhi to the rostrum.
It is clear that the environmental crisis which is confronting the world will profoundly alter the future destiny of our planet. No one amongst us, whatever our status, strength, or circumstance, can remain unaffected.
For 11 days in June 1972, Stockholm was a magnet for everyone concerned with the environment. 1,200 official delegates from 113 nations were in Stockholm for the first international conference on the human environment. The meeting, first proposed to the United Nations by Sweden and approved by the General Assembly in 1968, attracted worldwide attention. In 4 short years, the topic of the human environment had gone from the back pages of newspapers to make headlines on page one.
The very fact that the conference began with 113 participating countries, with very high-level delegations from those countries, this in itself represented a very significant step forward, because this demonstrated more than anything else the real concern of the majority of countries in the world. And those countries which did not participate in the conference did not remain away because they were disinterested in the issue. They remained away because of another political issue that didn't have any direct relevance to environment. So those who were here because they were interested. Those who were not here because they weren't interested in the environment issue.
Countries with but a small fraction of the world's population consume the bulk of the world's production of minerals, fossil fuels, and so on. Thus, we see that when it comes to the depletion of natural resources and environmental pollution, the increase of one inhabitant in an affluent country at his level of living is equivalent to an increase of many Asians, Africans, or Latin Americans at their current material levels of living.
There were many who felt that coming to Stockholm would draw world attention to their own problems. Among them, a group of victims of mercury poisoning from Minamata, Japan, engaged in a campaign against the industrial firm that had caused their affliction.
We heard about this environmental convention here.
There was also a group of American Indians from Black Mesa, Arizona.
We were able to make it here because we want to bring this message to the world because of our knowledge, of ancient knowledge that's foretold that if we do not stop these things now, we're going to suffer a great many problems later.
In 11 long days and nights, the conference accomplished all it had set out to do. It approved an Earthwatch program to measure and identify environmental problems on a worldwide scale, as well as an action plan to protect man and his habitat from further degradation. But the committee working on the Declaration on the Human Environment had been given the hardest task. To draft a set of guiding principles for the preservation of our planet, one that more than 100 jealously independent nations could agree upon, was a major achievement. In its final form, the Declaration contained a preamble and a set of 26 principles stating, among others, that man has a right to an environment of quality and the responsibility to protect and improve that environment for future generations. That environmental deficiencies caused by underdevelopment could best be cured by development. And that nations should cooperate to develop international laws to compensate victims of those forms of pollution that cross national boundaries.
May I consider that in view of the spontaneous approval of the representatives, it is the wish of the conference to adopt the draft resolution by acclamation? It is so decided.
Now, y'all just heard this. 1972, everybody. They made a declaration with Indira Gandhi and them, everybody, only a small few. And they said the hardest task was the group that was going to control the environment. Maurice Strong. Y'all better look this man up. Better look up Maurice Strong. Y'all best to look him up. How could this go by the Civil Rights Movement? And then they adopted it wholeheartedly now in 2021. That's all they're talking about. And let me say this. Carbon dioxide is not healthy to be inhaling over and over.
That's now, right.
You do the research on that one.
Hey, guy, bro, can I say something? And
go
at
right
the
here.
Same time at night, at the same time, 1972, they won't tell you, but that's when Prince Charles also got involved with climate change.
Mm.
Yeah, bring it all together.
Yeah,
so that's how far back
it
goes. And because that was an international thing with this here. So that the name of that film was called Daybreak. Cuba Gooding was in it. He did it in 93. But before he did the 93 flick, he did 91, Boys in the Hood. Boys in the Hood was a big film. So why
That's
wouldn't
right.
HBO come back and say, yeah, play this little role for us right here, Daybreak. Now, here go what they say about the movie Daybreak. Real crazy, right? They say, it is steadily played. You all right?
I don't know. Somebody, what's going on?
We got haters? We got haters? Okay, we got haters.
Keep going. I'm going to find who it is.
A deadly plague ravages A deadly plague ravages America, and the responsive government only response is to quarantine its victim in a futuristic thriller.
See? Now, that's what I'm saying. This is before 9/11. This is before the vaccine. This is before the vaccine, obviously. See how they could get you over time. And they just told you it took 4 years for this to take place, what you just heard. They went from the back page to the front page in 4 years. Again, go along with the four stages. 4 years it took for that one just to get world stage event. Now we got a little girl named Greta running around. Don't know nothing about climate. Her parents is operatives because they're going to start taxing the human genome in breathing. This is where it's going, everybody. I know it sounds crazy, but guarantee if you look up the bills and just say, who's promoting that in my neighborhood, it's all about them controlling your breathing. You will breathe in every capacity of whatever this thing is, and we're going to get deep into this now. Whatever this entity is.
Tribone, who giving us these shots? It ain't your doctor. It ain't your primary care.
No.
FEMA's giving us these shots.
It's not right. It's not even your primary care. They have superseded your primary care, everybody. Thank you, man. Appreciate that. Thank you. Can't get no simpler than that. They are able to tell you and your primary care and those who are giving them, not just left New York. Help me tell you, it's scary to know that the medical business did not even have enough, and the black people and the white people and all in between did not have enough sense to say Cuomo got off on some sex shit. Cuomo should have went to jail on killing elderly people and lied about the amount that the governor, who is a woman who got in, said she has now washed her hands. It is higher. Now, that's going to show you where this is at, y'all. Now, whether or not he go to jail, no. He ain't going to jail for the one he would have went to jail with if the people that got mad over the killing of the elderly. Now, how does that make sense to you, everybody who's listening? That you're going to give your elderly, unless they are cognizant enough to say, we take it and we don't care what our kids say, you can't do nothing about that. But if they owe to the point where, and they, you better think about what's taken, because that might be the takeout punch. You might say, oh, you just heard for yourself. There's no take on the experimentation on the effects of what it does to elderly organs. If the protein is attacking the organ, like we just said, the doctor proved that they had worries about the protein for attacking the placenta. You just heard that. They put a court case in. But you ain't going to hear that because guess what? Pfizer controls. And who controls Pfizer is the media. The media wants Pfizer to look good because they're making trillions of dollars. Not billions, trillions. But you ain't mad about that. You ain't getting none of that. All you got is a measly check that your landlord is going to throw your ass out in about. We had shows on this. Didn't we tell you they were coming after you? You just got cut off unemployment, everybody. I think Biden cut you off. Now, I'm trying to figure out how y'all going to act when you go rogue. See, this is where it's going to get deep at. See, they know what they're doing. They know you're going to go rogue. You don't think they don't? You don't think they know this? Really? Just like you'll see on news on New Orleans, because New Orleans might be doing a good thing. They might be helping each other. See, if they was doing rioting, you would have seen it. But they might band it together. You ain't going to see that. So you ain't going to see them banding together through this. You're only going to see them taking shit out of Walmarts so they can make the agenda look at these people. Then the other one would be if the white folks get mad at the other groups and they're going to show them white folks as being racist. So white folks, you on the real attack. I told you this years ago when I read the paper today. I said, this is the white folks. I told people that immediately after reading it. I said,
hey, Drybone.
Go ahead.
Can you hear me? Yeah, this brother J. Yeah,
just look at this scenario right here, family. Think about it. What is the biggest scheme being played on American people to make them think that they live in a country with freedom when they really, really, in reality, when you come outside of the matrix, you see that you're really not free. So I say that to say this. All of this is a psyops right now, being family. They want you to think that everything is fine. Let's just go back when the corona first came out. They had you under the impression that they had this thing and under control. They was working on vaccines. I mean, it's the perfect plan. I mean, it's the master plan. Then they rolled the vaccines out. They made you think, okay, if you go ahead and take them, everything will turn back to normal. Now they don't move the damn goalposts again. So now they saying, okay, well, we're going to give you these booster shots and then hopefully. But they still have not told you yet, definitely told you or confirmed when this thing going to be over. And people are coming out now, all types of specialists are saying that this thing is here to stay. It's been here and it's here to stay. So let's go back to the economic side of it. It's the perfect money grab, the perfect economic hit, to put fear in you, making you spend your money. And what they're not telling people, they need to go ahead and start reporting this. Even while you vaccinated, it's proven now that you still can spread the disease and you still can die from it. So are vaccines really effective?
Now, right there is something that all news have the power to tell people that there has been people, thank goodness for YouTube, Twitter, all these shows, TikTok, that people can go on there and give their story because you won't get it on your news. The news is paid for. I just told you. It's controlled by only about three people, only control all the news. So basically what we're seeing is what you're saying is sister said she caught it. The brother said he caught it. I caught it. If it is a low 99, you said earlier 99%, 98%, so anything in a 95 range to 100 is pretty much a safe bet. If you that fearful from a 95 recovery rate, I'm just going 95. I'm around the 95. It is 95. Let's just do 95. 95 recovery rate, and they got you this scared. That means the media is psychologically bombarding you with bullshit. And then you get some dead. But I told you, lucky for young people, too, who are smart. Thank you for you young people. They said, well, the rate of death is the same, because people look up rate of death now. You know, you got all these statistics. Rate of death is the same it was with the flu. Now, you gonna cut out everything else you dying from, cancer, diabetes, heart disease, narcotics, overdosing is the number one thing going on. Nobody, you know, okay, how about making where fentanyl can't get into cocaine? How about that one? You know, if you really want to care, you got opium all over the place from Afghanistan brought in. You brought all this. See, that's what you don't get. Afghanistan got rare earth metals and the best heroin in the world. Now, if you don't see this as a money grab, all they're showing you is America got to get kicked out for the new leader to get it. It's a pirate takeover. The new leader said they need
the whole Afghanistan thing.
Yeah.
The whole Afghanistan thing was a 20-year farming, opioid farming project is what it was. But like you just played, if they wanted that man Bin Laden, they should have said, okay, let's go to the CNN reporter. They could have set it up right then. They could have said, okay, we're going to snatch him right then. When you go in over there and you do the report, we're going to snatch him up right there. So this thing is a psychological operation.
Right.
Man, listen, Trump and all of those construction people even said, man, jet fuel cannot melt steel structures of a building.
Right.
It's just
that's in that tape.
It don't
that's
get that hot.
That's in that tape. That's right.
It does not get that hot enough. So at the same time, we got to realize what's going on with Janet Yellen, our Treasury secretary. She said that, man, by October, the U.S. will be broke. Countries know this. They cannot afford a war. So they had to bring that military home, man. They done got rich The pharmaceutical corporations done ran that war for 20 years. They done made their money. They rich. There's no sense in more greed and more greed. They letting Afghanistan people come here now and treating the Afghanistan people better than us. They ain't them. I mean, Afghanistan people ain't got
no
mandate. Hold
on.
Talking about
no mandate. No, hold on. Stop. Airbnb.
Wait, aren't they giving them $2,200 and something for each person that come into the United States?
And Airbnb. They get free Airbnb. Yes.
This shit is diabolical, man.
Hold on. Let me get some more calls. I got a new call. He's been holding on. 4853. Thanks for waiting on the Helios. 4853.
Greetings. Can I be heard?
Yes, you can.
Somebody just brought up the point I wanted to make. How many wars was fought when Trump was in office?
None.
Okay. Biden ain't even been in there a year. Nothing I want to speak on since y'all brought up drugs. The only thing that, two things that Trump did. He tried to shut down China and bring industry back to America. And he also burnt that opium field over there somewhere in the Middle East, right? Everybody said that he was in bed with Russia. 3 weeks after he burnt that field, Russia made an announcement about how many heroin addicts that he has in his country. So that even confirms that drugs have always been a tool for war.
Oh, hell yeah. Hell yeah, man. That's what makes us kind of naive. Brought that up. It makes us naive to the drug boys out here running things to watch these movies with Frank Lucas and all them going to Asia to get the shit. You know, going to the source. That means that country that you're going to the source is, he's super rich as well because you sell your product. So
it looks
like the Asians and the Afghanistan
should
be looking. That's Constantinople, y'all. Afghanistan is the hub of all these so-called councils and the seers and all y'all been talking about for years. It's strange. Nobody, they get a play. They get a pass. And now they got billions of weapons now. Billions of weapons.
And I got one more confirmation to that.
Go ahead.
Saddam Hussein's brother was controlling the opium fields for Papa Bush. Maybe I shouldn't have said that, but I said it.
Yeah.
A week before he burnt the fields. A week before his birthday, 3 months later, he was dead.
Yep.
Saddam Hussein sold oil on the black market, I think 2 years before 9/11. Papa Bush told him he found out what he did. If he don't give him what he owes him, it's going to be a problem. Papa Bush tried to kill him. And what happened? He killed one of his wives and his brother and two of his children or something like that?
Yep.
Okay. And then,
let's go there. Bush, I'm glad you're bringing up Bush because this is where it all started from. And then he goes and now him, Biden, and Kamala Harris. I said to myself, man, look at this. Look, did you see? I said, wow, this is like a hell of a ritual going on here. He didn't even come to, you ain't seen Bush at nothing Republican, and who knows when. And now he going to end up with the same families that was on the same side as Hillary Clinton. That's why Bush and the Trumps and all of them was all sitting on the same side that day of that funeral. Because again, it is an exclusive club that's being played on all the people. Let me get one more call.
And all of them got white envelopes.
White envelopes.
Hey, drive off. Can you hear me?
Yeah, let me go to zero. Let me go to zero.
Only reason Brady can still play because he ain't got to do no running. All I got to do is have ice protection. Let it fly.
Hello.
He's talking to somebody else, Dry Bone. Go to the next person and let that sister talk. He's talking to somebody else.
Go ahead, sister. Go ahead, sister.
That's exactly what he is, bro.
Hello?
I hear. Is that New York? Hold on. You next, sister. New York. Talking to the mic. New York. 0879.
Yo.
Okay, go ahead, sister. ATL, go ahead.
Somebody.
Okay, I'm just want to just
just get on what the other brother was just saying about the we don't have any more money, so that's why Biden pulled out the troops. And I don't think that is the case at all, because he left $86 billion worth of equipment, aircraft, weapons, drones, bodyguard, you know, there's no way that we're broke, and that could be a justification on pulling out and not bringing home all the Americans, all the Afghan allies who actually helped us in the 20 years who we promised, because you're going against the Taliban, we're going to protect you. So that is not an excuse. This is all deliberate. And if y'all listen to Judge Jeanine, she had two guests on her show earlier, and they actually came out and said that Biden, this is not incompetence because he has dementia. This is organized plans to make sure that the Taliban is in power under the China leadership, because China has access to that equipment now. Okay?
That's right.
China is over here in our country. China has access to this entire military operation. Biden does not make mistakes like this. And then it's the 9/11 anniversary.
That makes sense.
Anniversary that you're going to throw these people. Yeah, this is a planned Afghanistan move. Like, it was pandemic, was a planned pandemic. We have to wake up and realize that these people that's in power, that's called the Democrats and the Rhinos, Republican in name only. Bush is not a Republican. He is a Democrat. Okay? We have been played over years and years of thinking one side is different from the other. And and you look at their policy. Trump was the outsider. Trump recognized that 9/11 was a hoax. We did that with bombs. Everybody came out there, pop, 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 pop. That was what they were hearing. But we have to start researching understand our country better.
It's 9/11. It's 9/11. I want that to be heard. Now, if y'all heard that clip, they made the analogy that steel cannot be burnt with jet fuel. It's not hot enough. Those of you who are construction people who know about soldering, please help us out, because you should know about the heat differential. If you know, it just doesn't melt the way it melted. And then the explosives that I told you earlier, I didn't say this. People on the ground in the beginning of 9/11, when you watched the early clips, they were saying they was hearing bombs. That's what they said.
And the lights was blinking. That building disintegrated. All you got to do is check Jesse Ventura out. Jesse Ventura was talking about 9/11. And another thing, like the sister said, as soon as Trump got in office, that's one of the first things he also said. He wanted to hire an investigator to find out what really happened with 9/11. They shut his ass down.
Yeah, but he told us. I told y'all better look up who he said brought the building just weeks before. And then who puts a policy on a building for planes crashing into?
Insurance policy, right.
Yeah. Who puts an insurance policy? Who knows to do this? That's why you got to look at these kind of on the clandestine side, people, and see what you're seeing. Hey, let's take it to another level.
What happened to that gold in Building 7?
That's my point.
What happened to all that gold that was down there?
Yeah, that's what you heard.
What's
me say
the
that.
Name? What's the name? What was the name of those buildings? How about that?
Yeah.
What was the name of the building?
Right. That was building.
One world government, one world monetary system has always been the agenda. I can't remember this guy's name. He sung a song in the 80s called One Trick Pony. I say this constantly. That's all they're doing. Every single election, they came out with a damn virus. This is the main one, because we're embarking on the Aquarian age. Information is one. Aquarian symbology is pouring information and truth out on the world. They're trying to get – and look at another thing, and I'll yield after this. There's a lot of people, a lot of melanated people, that's looking up their ancestry to find out what nationality of indigenous people they are, and then they claim in the land. Imagine if everybody on this phone – ancestors had 1,000 acres of land. And just like, for example, you went to New York. Imagine somebody's ancestors owned New York and they claimed it. What would happen to all those people, all Hymetown and all of that don't pay no damn rent? They had to pay these people rent. Gaddafi did the same thing with his people. He gave all the resources of that country to the people, so they killed him. Because that the Queen of England, that Hefe in England, didn't want to go to one of them buildings that Gaddafi built to speak to somebody who don't speak English to try to negotiate for crude oil. So he killed. They killed Gaddafi.
Gaddafi definitely was the establishment of the African so-called gold standard for themselves. Again, Africa, very complex in all aspects, and a lot of Africans are here in America, and boy, do they love it. It's amazing. Let me take this time out. It's kind of funny because, you know, you think about everybody, these areas that we're talking about is heavily with, I mean, Yemen is right around Saudi Arabia. It's right near Somali. So, you know, these countries have definitely have interaction way more than we have on this with them to this point in day.
But dry bones, aren't they the darkest? Aren't they the darkest Arabs?
Yeah, so a lot of them between Yemen and, I mean, it's right there. Let's look up Yemen, everybody. That's an area. They came in about the high school era for us, and they was cool. They had curly hair. Everybody used to be cool. They knew how to talk. Who trained them is the question, and I'm going to get to that. The training of people is part of this four stages of control. It's unbelievable, everybody. This was in 1984. This particular defector came, went on a national, at that time, talk show hosts were different than they are today. A lot more people came through the doorway. This one came through the doorway. It's Benjamin Zvov. He lays it on the line. Just listen carefully. Everything you see today with AOC, you name it, Bernie Sanders, Hillary Clinton, even the Republican Party, everything is in this document that they was going to do this. And listen to what they said they're going to do, and then we're going to come and talk about this before we kick the kickoff, because all this is in play. Get you to hate the flag at the football game. Now they got Lift Every Voice and Sing the National Black, you know, anthem with it. Is that good or bad, or is that on purpose? Were you happy to hear both? Did it make you feel better? I don't know. You want to make that decision amongst yourself soon. But this is all done psychologically. And enough hearing from me. Hear it from the source. And where was the black people, Jesse Jack? Where they at on this one? Where they at?
Mr. Bezmianov was born in 1939 in a suburb of Moscow. He was the son of a high-ranking Soviet Army officer. He was educated in the elite schools inside the Soviet Union and became an expert in Indian culture and Indian languages. He had an outstanding career with Novosti, which was the, and still is, I should say, the press arm or the press agency of the Soviet Union. It turns out that this is also a front for the KGB. He escaped to the West in 1970 after becoming totally disgusted with the Soviet system, and he did this at great risk to his life. He certainly is one of the world's outstanding experts on the subject of Soviet propaganda and disinformation and active measures. Well, you spoke several times before about ideological subversion. That is a phrase that I'm afraid some Americans don't fully understand. When the Soviets use the phrase ideological subversion, what do they mean by it?
Ideological subversion is the slow process which we call either ideological subversion or active measures, активные мероприятия in the language of the KGB, or psychological warfare. What it basically means is to change the perception of reality of every American to such an extent that despite of the abundance of information, no one is able to come to sensible conclusions in the interest of defending themselves, their families, their community, and their country. It's a great brainwashing process which goes very slow, and it's divided in four basic stages. The first one being demoralization. It takes from 15 to 20 years to demoralize a nation. Why that many years? Because this is the minimum number of years which requires to educate one generation of students in the country of your enemy, exposed to the ideology of the enemy. In other words, Marxism-Leninism ideology, is being pumped into the soft heads of at least three generations of American students without being challenged or counterbalanced by the basic values of Americanism, American patriotism. The demoralization process in the United States is basically completed already. For the last 25 years, actually it's over-fulfilled because demoralization now reaches such areas where previously not even Comrade Andropov and all his experts would even dream of such a tremendous success. Most of it is done by Americans to Americans, thanks to lack of moral standards. As I mentioned before, exposure to true information does not matter anymore. A person who was demoralized is unable to assess true information. The facts tell nothing to him. Even if I shower him with information, with authentic proof, with documents, with pictures, even if I take him by force to the Soviet Union and show him concentration camp, he will refuse to believe it until he is going to receive a kick in his fat bottom. When a military boot crashes his balls, then he will understand, but not before that. That's the tragic of the situation of demoralization. The next stage is destabilization. This time, subverter does not care about your ideas and the patterns of your consumption. Whether you eat junk food and get fat and flabby, doesn't matter anymore. This time, and it takes only from 2 to 5 years to destabilize a nation, it's what matters is essentials. Economy, foreign relations, defense systems. And you can see it quite clearly that in some areas, in such sensitive areas as defense and economy, the influence of Marxist-Leninist ideas in the United States is absolutely fantastic. I could never believe it 14 years ago when I landed in this part of the world that the process will go that fast. The next stage, of course, is crisis. It may take only up to 6 weeks to bring a country to the verge of crisis. You can see it in Central America now. And after crisis, with a violent change of power, structure, and economy, you have so-called the period of normalization. It may last indefinitely. Normalization is a cynical expression borrowed from Soviet propaganda. When the Soviet tanks moved into Czechoslovakia in 68, Comrade Brezhnev said, "Now the situation in brotherly Czechoslovakia is normalized." This is what will happen in the United States if you allow all these schmucks to bring the country to crisis, to promise people all kind of goodies and the paradise on earth, to destabilize your economy, to eliminate the principle of free market competition, and to put a big brother government in Washington, D.C., with benevolent dictators like Walter Mondale, who will promise lots of things, never mind whether the promises are fulfillable or not. Your leftists in the United States, all these professors and all these beautiful civil rights defenders, they are instrumental in the process of the subversion only to destabilize the nation. When their job is completed, they are not needed anymore. They know too much. Some of them, when they get disillusioned, when they see that Marxist-Lenin has come to power, obviously they get offended. They think that they will come to power. That will never happen, of course. They will be lined up against the wall and shot. But they may turn into the most bitter enemies of Marxist-Leninists when they come to power. And that's what happened in Nicaragua. You remember most of these former Marxist-Leninists were either put to prison or one of them split and now he's working against Sandinistas. It happened in Grenada when Maurice Bishop was already a Marxist. He was executed by a new Marxist who was more Marxist than this Marxist. Same happened in Afghanistan when first there was Taraki, he was killed by Amin, then Amin was killed by Babrak Karmal with the help of KGB. Same happened in Bangladesh when Mujibur Rahman, very pro-Soviet leftist, was assassinated by his own Marxist-Leninist military comrades. It's the same pattern everywhere. The time bomb is ticking with every second. The disaster.
Now you ask yourself, Back to the Future, 9/11, 111, 9111, 20 years later, ask yourself, wow, is that process normalization? Isn't that what they say? Let's get back to normal again? Ain't that what they fed us? This is,
You're a bad man, Drybone. You're a troublemaker. You're a troublemaker.
Oh my God! They can't. I mean, it's just unbelievable. The propaganda is there. 3364. You on the air? Okay, got you back in there.
Hey, right, you're right on, man. You right on, Drybone. You right on. You hear me? You right on, brother. You right on. You busting the truth, man.
I mean, the man just told us. He said we create a crisis. We could do it in 2 to 3. I said, dude, think about it. Now, here's where I'm getting with this. By them setting the stage up for them to get all these weapons and surveillance and everything, and we don't know who's been vetted. Y'all know that's the word they tell you when they don't know who in the country. They ain't been vetted. Ain't that deep. They've been vetted. You know, how simple can it be for the great transfer? Because countries now are saying they're going crypto. We just found out that they all are under attack. There's a crypto war going on as well. It's not just money. Crypto wars.
Drybone. I checked this out. I heard about a 14-year-old black dude and a 9-year-old sister. They mining Bitcoin, and they making $30,000 a month, man.
I seen that.
Yes, sir.
You sent it to me. I seen it. That was deep. Hey, young. They was young. I was like, now this is where we at. Now, if this is done on purpose, remember what the man said. It'll be done where you can't make sense out of nothing no more. I can take you to the truth. That's what most of us are going. That's why you know they've been brainwashed. I'm not saying to be mean. I'm saying because I've seen it firsthand. If you tell somebody, like I've been saying, oh, we've been telling these people, that's what they say. You can tell them everything.
Hey, that ain't me with the noise, son, man. That ain't me with
yeah,
the
somebody,
noise.
Somebody tell
the
noise, please. Yeah, please. I just put yourself on mute, everybody, and then we can go because, again, kickoff time. I know y'all want out, I'm sure, because I know what's happening today. We all know. But just listen carefully because it's going to affect everything from football. Some of the biggest football players are now, including my man from the Ravens. He said, nope. Cam Newton, nope. A lot of them saying it. Cole Beasley. The NFL should not be even going this route, but they're controlled by, let's be honest, international gambling bankers, and it's worldwide. It's big. And, of course, they you know, whoever came up with these rules, y'all better think about what they're doing. How much money is worth all this? If this is what we've been seeing. I've been watching a lot of crazy stuff because, you know, I love sci-fi. And they got one with my girl who used to play with Bernie Mac and his wife. I love her. She's beautiful, beautiful sister.
Oh, she is.
Yeah, X. Called X. Zombie, some shit. I mean, a whole zombie craziness. And I thought about it. I said, man, you know, how do we know that this protein that they so secretive, you just heard today yourself, Pfizer
you
won't even comment on this. The Pfizer guy didn't even want to take the shot at first. He said he was going to wait till others take it until they said, well, you have no choice. This came on his own talking. I'm trying to figure this out now. The black community, because I love y'all to death, but they got all our celebrities now promoting this. And, you know, what is it that we got to go through for us to wake up? Are we following these people as gods? Because they seem to be able to tell us to do something without us thinking. What's y'all thoughts on that right there?
I want to ask you one question. What's the difference between the machine in the Matrix and the zombies in the apocalypse?
Man, wow. Yeah, pretty good analogy. A fight against the body.
Right.
Hey, Drop Ball, did you see the
and the same thing with Will Smith movie, I Am Legend. Remember?
Yep.
He created something the wrong way, and then he sacrificed himself to stay behind and try and fix it because the whole city, if not that whole country, you know, caught that virus.
And the thing about this virus thing, and again, it's so sad, man, because when you think about the deepness of this, y'all all know that we watch these movies. We watch these things, all of us. That's why I said Back to the Future. I can go back to The Simpsons. I can go back to so many things. Arnold Schwarzenegger in the Terminator, how 911 was underneath the thing. You know, it's like subliminally, like the man said, by the use of Hollywood. Now, here's what's important, everybody. I want y'all to listen carefully. I know y'all might not like these people. That's fine, but it's going to make a ramification. Larry Elders and Gavin Newsom, I'm going to tell you right now, if this happens, you will see Hollywood and them have, they will go berserk because their power struggle is through Hollywood, the magic wand of Hollywood. And so California is a major city part, y'all. They got volcanic ash. That's where all your organic, your best weed, besides the over here, the Kentucky area where they got all the, they've been growing weed since the beginning of the days. You hear all the rappers. I'm listening to all the rappers. I'm giving y'all something what I'm hearing from all of, even the rappers doing on Sirius Radio. Listen to what them, they interviews. They all claim they're into cannabis and shit. So is there a direction where they're taking our people, seem to be into these, you know, pharmaceuticals, you know, elixirs, you know, making us either dumber or do y'all think we'd be better? Because, see, I know dumb of the people down after, if you don't read the opium wars, you know, you have to wonder, is China about to induce us with chemicals? Because remember, they experienced the opium wars. I don't know if y'all ever read about it or whatever, but the same thing, Afghanistan, and you heard that Russian man say he wants to speak India because why? They Indo-European. He gave you the clues. Mm. He said he was pronounced in India. Then I showed you Indira Gandhi in 72. She is part of the damn thing. India. India also don't mind killing their people too now. Let's get real here. We about to get deep there. We got only a few minutes.
Hey, Drybones. If you ask the Indians about Gandhi, they'll tell you they hate him. I yield.
Hey, drop bones. Everybody need to go and check that declassified FBI report on the 9/11 events.
That's right.
Directly indicts Saudi Arabia and the hijackers. We know that for a fact. The majority of the hijackers were Saudi Arabian citizens. So, y'all, listen.
Makes sense, though. Let's make sense of that because, okay.
Hey Bones, and one more thing, could I add to that? When Blinken went to the Arab Emirates and he came down there, his plane to greet that Saudi prince, he was already doing the Masonic sign anyway with the hand across the chest. I said, "Oh Lord, he's greeting him." I said, boy, yeah. This whole thing is a farce.
Now, everybody, come on. We got to think about this for a minute now. Nixon, the Saudi Arabia people, the King of Saud, the House of Saud, they hold the petrodollar. If they release that dollar.
Yes, sir.
What about Reagan?
It all ties into the fractional banking system. We're at the end of the lifespan of the fractional banking system, which all fiat currencies are attached to. All fiat currencies are attached by the year. So don't let nobody fool you, man. We got this reset is here, man. We better get prepared.
It's here. What we're saying is if the reset comes at the point where hyperinflation now, New York State gas is at $3.19. We here in South Florida, we could get gas right now maybe as low as $2.98 right now. I don't know your region, but if the gas goes up because of Saudi Arabia, now y'all got to understand something. This holy war. The holy war that they all claim must happen. And we're going to have to get into that real soon. Islam, Christianity, and Judaism. Now, these three entities, according to the legend, are going to amalgamate into one.
Mm.
Which is going to bring out the great Maitreya. And now, the Hindu god, now I'm going to tell y'all, y'all heard it first.
Come on.
Oh, Lachef. The Hindu Shiva. God. Shiva. Now, I'm trying to figure out now, are we understanding where Yishti and Durgandhi, most of the Hindu
Kamala Harris.
Imhoff.
Yeah, Kamala Harris. Yeah, now, all this is going back into this vein of what we're talking about. And y'all take it as you. Now, somebody mentioned that they didn't like Gandhi. Now, Gandhi's in front of the Civil Rights Museum in Atlanta. We've seen it firsthand. Now, I still don't know if Gandhi can talk about the Kaffirs in South Africa and had his own killing mob. He had his own mercenaries. Don't fool yourself. Look it up.
Right.
Just like King had
the and where did and where did Gandhi go to school?
Yeah,
good. British Empire. Hey, Dryball, listen, that's why I mess with you, bro. So you know, the Dryballs, we like to look at the money in the religious aspect. That's why I mess with you, man. So I'm gonna say this. So that universal religion is next because they are gonna pull that together and they're gonna stop the war. The head of the table is the damn Catholicism, but watch this. The British Empire don't want to give charity anymore. They gave the charity of the children to the Hindus, and they gave the work infrastructure to the Chinese. Come on, man. That's the infrastructure bank. The Hindus are running your school system now with UNESCO. That's why you see them on television. But children are minors, so you can't use the word children. But in business, minors can be anyone who's not productive that receives charity only. So I'm going to say this to the mothers. Women, don't sell your babies. If you know a half-decent brother that you could bring into your crew, bring into your squad, bring into your square, bring into your circle, pair up because we don't have to be eliminated. We got to go back old school to manage what we need to do to overcome this too until my eye, a.k.a. nature, hit these motherfuckers in the head. Thank you. I'm done.
I love it. I love it. That was well said, my brother.
That was
well
good
said.
To me.
Hey, you
got to
fight the power with the power. We do have power.
I'm going to say that's what we do out here, bring y'all to all of us around this region, the Dry Bones. And we back. We got some stuff coming up soon. I was looking forward to my man. I ain't going to tell you, but we was hoping we can reschedule. We Funk Fest was so good, we had one of the bass players coming on. But we're going to get to him. He got caught up, but we'll get with him another time. And just tell everybody, we just got to think about not just yourself, but you do have children, you do have people out there, you do have kids, whatever, your offspring. And again, it is a brainwashing to this. Y'all got to learn how to deprogram. See, that's the one thing about all the good movies out there. See, I love sci-fi. See, there's deprogramming elements. You know, this stuff is like anything else. That's why people who say, oh, I got dementia, they probably programming our people to have early and even dementia because of what they do to our minds on so many bases of programming. And I'm going to say this.
Exactly.
If you start thinking about the way they have the people thinking about food, you don't want to buy nothing good because your check is only thinking of how I can get as much of whatever it is to keep eating on so I won't die. And that's what your brain say. But you don't never get nothing to keep the body nourished. Even for some strange reason today, they got so much stuff. I watch people, even in the grocery store, just to have fun myself. You get something that's just a little more money, in your mind it is a little more money to make you feel better. That's where you're at right now in life. Do you get this food? Or do you find sources that can get you more what your children need? Because if you go rely on the school system, I'm telling you right now, in some states, I'm telling y'all, the school system has been brought and sold to the socialist, all borders ended community. That means your borders are gone, everybody. Even if you are indigenous right now, if this goes by, it has nothing. We finish either way. Even if we were to say claim some stuff, if this go over, ain't no claiming nothing because they hold nobody beholden to hold nothing. This is what they're about. All must go. If you've been in these countries, the government do not let you in them countries without you paying tribute to them. So if you're in another country trying to do a business, you think, oh, I'm going to just run over there, you're going to pay something to their ass. Don't fool yourself. Because they're going to ask you for a lot of paperwork now to open up business overseas if those governments go along with the so-called one world COVID government.
And some of them still refer, if you're from America, they still contact the IRS, especially China. If you go over to China to do business, you go over there and buy a car, they contact the IRS here in America, you know, so that you pay tax.
Now, think about that one. Now, here's China. Look it up. Look it out for America and taxes. Like they're going to get something out of it. They must go get something out of it for them to be this worried about it, because the government, I'm telling you, when I seen, y'all heard the Chinese lady say she wanted to make the unvaccinated suffer. I said, holy shit. Can you imagine that? What kind of shit? I mean, now, if we're listening to this right now, all because she looked like you seen her on Pubhub, and you fantasize because a Chinese chick telling you this, you better wake up real quick.
Hey, Drymon.
Maybe the unvaccinated people
make the vaccinated people pure again. Maybe that's why they want to come after her.
Now, I want people here in South Florida, I want us to find that school. That school didn't get no airplay no more. That school told them in their own words, any teacher who gets vaccinated will not teach our kids. This was down at a prestigious school in South Florida. Go look it up. Ain't get no, whoever this school is, we need to find out and get some support for them, because I've never seen a school say this and nobody came after them. Nobody. Am I making that up, South Florida? Y'all in line. That school told them if the teachers are vaccinated, they cannot work for them.
Because that's a private school. That's a private school.
Right.
Absolutely.
That's a private school. That's a private school, but that school didn't get no fee. I mean, even if it's private, that's, nobody came against this school at all. I'm talking about, you was able to say, what kind of racist school would say this? I'm saying it ended just like that. Boom,
they don't don't contract with the corporation. All of their funding comes from the students' parents, you know, for admission. That's probably another reason.
Whoever
why.
These parents are who are rich, because it was $225,000.
They didn't get no negative publicity.
It was $225,000 a year. They got no negative publicity.
See?
Nobody came against this school at all.
So dry bone. Do the private get in the line and take them shots?
Yeah. Shit. I don't know what they do. All I can say to everybody out there, hey, keep yourself safe out there today. Hey, we're going to get it on. We got everything happening today. We're going to do, like Antoinette said, she coming back on some more. Go to her. Oh, if y'all didn't hear Yaffa Bay, y'all should go listen to Yaffa Bay. Yaffa Bay say some deep stuff that need to be talked about. I hope we can get her on our show as well. I'm wondering, where's Chief Warhorse at? Where is the Chief? I told Chief if she'd have turned that into some pharmaceutical, we could have got all our stuff from her. We got to start thinking right now on how to utilize what we have. We out of here. But one thing I must say, y'all know y'all in the age of what?
Great 911 sales, Dry Bones.